This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. Franco Fraze is here with me.
Hey, party vibes.
Co-host. How are you, babe?
I'm very well, even better for seeing your beautiful face today.
Am I right? I mean, no, I didn't mean like that. I meant I feel the same about you. Now it just sounds like I'm like, how nice is it for you to look at me?
Yeah, little from column A and little from column B, I think, in that one. No, I'm good as gold and I feel very festive because when I walked in here, FUBAR was belting out a Christmas song and it's the first time I've sat and sort of soaked up some Christmas vibe. So thanks for that, FUBAR.
You were pretty cold when you arrived, weren't you? So it was quite a warming sensation, I can imagine.
The love of FUBAR was warming for me. That's what it was.
Yeah, boy.
It was the FUBAR love.
So you've been on FUBAR Radio a few times, but with me, you were last here in May.
Blimey, really?
Yeah.
Blimey.
Which is a little while ago now.
May? Flipping hell.
It's gonna be May. You came in and you did a little performance with Sean from Young Natives.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah, we went Camden before that and got a little bit liquored. So yeah.
It was very good.
Was it? Oh, cheers.
Yeah, it was sick. Yeah. I listened back to it actually the other day.
Yeah.
In prep, because that's, you know, me doing my job and stuff.
This is it, doing your own work, ain't ya?
Yeah, try to.
No, it was good. I enjoyed it, and Sean's a good lad. I've done a few shows with him since, actually. We've had some good times. Went Sheffield, and he got absolutely steamboat. Came on stage with me for the whole show, and people was trying to chuck him off, and
he just wouldn't get off.
And then we ended up taking him to a club, and we went round to someone's house who none of us had met. Stayed at his house. He slept on the couch, and then we left him there. So I ain't seen him since. He might still be in Sheffield. Sean, if you're in Sheffield, give us a shout, mate.
That's really sweet. It sounds like you were taking your little brother out.
Oh, it felt it, honestly. It
is. It's like, Sean, you need to leave the stage now. Yeah, I'm fine, mate. I'm having a lovely time.
Honest, we went to this club, yeah. I won't go on about it too much, but we was in this club and it was like one of them warehouse type clubs. You know when it's like a dirty, grotty rave in a little dirty, grotty building and the security tried to kick him out and he had his shoes off and everything. There was a settee in this little dark room and he had his shoes, his coat off all on the floor like it was his bedroom. Oh, aww. Mate. It was quite emotional. But yeah, it was a good night. Enjoyed myself.
Quite sweet. Have you ever got yourself into a position where you've realised that you've kind of, I don't know, maybe had a few too many and done something weird like take your shoes off in a club?
No, I don't know if I have. I was saying to my brother the other day, actually, we had a conversation like this about 2 days ago. There's only one time I've sort of been out and fell asleep.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I remember Sonia's wedding. My cousin Sonia walked home, fell asleep halfway. Woke up in the middle of the street like, what's going on? It's the only time it's ever happened.
That is
maybe
quite intense.
Me. Yeah, it was.
Like, from 0 to 100, that's like 98% falling asleep in the middle, like just walking home and sitting down and being like, I'm going to sleep here.
Yeah, it was pretty grotty, to be fair. Have you ever fell asleep in a club or had your shoes?
I've definitely taken my shoes off many times.
Yeah, that's a girl thing though, isn't it? Girls do that.
Well, we have to wear massive... We don't have to. We choose to wear massive heels, so it's quite painful. I've done some weird stuff, definitely. I once was walking home and I put myself in a cardboard box.
Okay.
That I found on the street. I've done that before.
Yeah.
And I made my other friends get in it with me as well.
Nice.
We broke the box.
You should have found a slope and then sledded down it in the box.
It was
did that when you was a kid?
No? Oh, yeah. Definitely not a good idea that night, though. Too much drink was had. So, you've been very busy. You've just, you just dropped in October, Side by Side, featuring Alex Joseph. Got a lot of love. Mr. Jam played it. It's been spinning around. Tell me a little bit about this track.
This track called Side by Side. The funny thing with this one is one of my proudest moments, I think. This is a sort of tune that I'd like to be known for, remembered by, a type thing. You know what I mean? I think the whole sort of vibe of it, the sound of the beat of it and everything. I put the track out in October, and like you say, Mr. Jam played it, which made me so happy. It got me one extra spin, and I got a little bit of love from Mr. Jam, which was something I've been trying to get for a little while. So I was happy as Larry with that. I see him at Sundown Festival as well, and we had a good conversation, so it feels quite genuine, you know what I mean? But yeah, the track's basically, it's like an ode to like normal life meeting the high life, and sort of knowing that if you're gonna be anything in life, you got to be yourself and come up side by side with everyone else, if that strange metaphor makes sense, you know
it's
what I mean?
It's not strange, it makes total
sense. Do you know what
sense.
I mean? Like, you've got to be you to come up with everyone. If you be you and I be me, we will come up together. That's the vibe.
Okay, so we just need to be ourselves.
Yeah, rather than like, if you lean on someone, you're not going to come up together with them, you know? You're going to be underneath them. Do you get it?
Yeah, I get it now. I kind of thought you meant like, don't be a horrible person.
Well, there's a bit of that. People say it's got a positive feel.
It does. And I love the video. It's kind of vintagey, losing a lot of old footage. Is that real old footage?
That is real, yeah. That was my granddad, my brother put the video together. He found footage from my nan and granddad when they was sort of young. And yeah, it was nice to have, you know what I mean? It's quite sentimental.
Really sweet video, loved it. Cheers. And also nice that your brother put it together.
Yeah, it felt special. He come back from travelling himself, so he come back, done that, and he thinks he's going again soon. So it's quite, again, it was quite sentimental, you know what I mean? I ain't seen him for about, I say travelling, it's not really travelling, it's living abroad. He's been living abroad for about 5 years, so.
Well, you got a discount on the video, at least, I'm sure.
This is it.
That's what it's all about. Get your family to do your videos and editing, and then it's free.
This is it. And photography as well, and artwork and graphic design. Joey Lemesh, love you, bruv.
Yeah.
There's your plug,
big
mate.
Up your
for
brother.
All that work, there's your plug, Joey Lemesh.
Joey, if you're free, I'd love to have some stuff made for me too. So hit me up, babe.
Yeah.
You've had a few gigs recently as well, and you've got some coming up.
Yep.
What's been the top gig of 2017?
Cool, the top gig of 2017. I'd say probably Sundown main stage Sundown in general. It was a little bit. It was a great show, but it was also a great occasion. You know what I mean? I done main stage there, and I done this other little stage there, and it's the first time I've ever played a show blind drunk. I keep talking about being drunk. Like I'm not trying to promote being drunk or anything, but it was the first time I've ever played a show and been absolutely steaming. You know, like I can't remember anything about it, and I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying that. That was the first time it happened, so it was quite momentous for me.
And you managed to get through it without messing up too much?
Yeah, I didn't mess up. I got told off by security a few times, and I think I annoyed Corrupt FM a little bit because I was so lively, but they are.
There's nothing wrong with being lively, is there?
Especially with Corrupt FM, because they do play that up on the telly, so.
I was going to say, actually, if Corrupt FM are complaining about how lively you are, then you must have been, like, next level lively.
This is the embarrassing thing. Like, next day I'm thinking, how bad was I? You know what I mean? I remember your buddy looking at me think like I was an absolute chief, so. Yeah, but well, yeah, it's good times. I think Rag and Bone Man copped the hump as well while we were here. But there, I think the missus done something with him. Like jumped all over him. I think we don't know what happened. We was all steamboat.
I love that. Nobody knows, and nobody's going to find out.
This
I just
it.
Leave it at that. If I were you,
I shouldn't be talking about it, really, should I? Because I am baiting myself up badly. But yeah, it was a brilliant show.
Fine. We'll never talk of it again.
Yeah.
Should we play a little bit of Side by Side? Get
let's
a bit nostalgic.
It. Yes. Let's get the vibes in the air. Side by Side. Love one. Love all.
Yeah. Franco Fraser, everybody.
I walk out in my workouts. We mastered the art of battle from our first bouts. With our heart on our sleeves sat on display. We lost some along the way, but we still yet to put a search out. The truth helps, sometimes it proper hurts and all. Even though stood centre stage, we'll face the curtain call. Get so high that when it dies, it will be worth the fall. Big wide world, forgetting everything you learned at school. Keen to see how green the grass is on the other side. Soon I come for what they're owed, so rather run and hide. From the bottom to the top, we all live a troubled life. What you didn't find, you might get lucky on another night. To wait, be patient, there will come a time. Keep the faith, brave face, and then the sun will shine. I'll be here if you need to cry on the shoulder. All you need a coat when the times they are colder. Don't say we'll go take this one alone. The simplest things in life keep us running between the lines. For that unknown hand, built by we grow it. Are we living this life? We'll be coming up side by side. Staring at the mirror as I try to figure who am I. Prayed the few who died as I wonder are they watching us. All the stuff I gained in life I feel I lost as much. Used to bounce back better before I guess I lost my touch. Complaining again about the pain in the rain. Laughing about how happy days it didn't used to cost as much. Take five and then climb to a great height. Look to find highlights out on a late night. Some wrongs they do the blind eyes might make right. Now we're up and running, I don't wanna see a brake light. Aim high, flapping hard until we take flight. As I take to the world stage without the stage fright. The route to happiness is in your home life. Never walk alone still, you can only take it in your own stride.
Don't say we'll go take this one alone. The simplest things in life keep us running between the lines. For that unknown hand, built by we grow it. Are we living this life? We'll be coming up side by side. Are we living this life? Are we living this life?
the one and only Franco Frey, Side by Side.
Yes, indeed.
Very good tune. I love
Thank
it.
Thank you. Cheers.
It's very heartwarming, I think. Makes you feel happy.
It's got that sort of heartwarming, sentimental vibe, ain't it? You
know? Yeah, 100%.
Just got to get my keys out of my pocket because they've just imprinted in me bum.
Oh, he's got his car keys out now, guys. This is serious. Is this like keys in the bowl?
Yeah, is it that type of party, yeah?
I think so. I don't have a car, though.
And there ain't many of us here to put keys in bowls, so...
Nah, Abby, we need you to get involved. Go and get your keys. Now, we're going to do a little bit of music news and reviews, and that's where we sort of go through the music news and reviews of
Funnily
the week.
Enough.
If you wouldn't
have guessed.
Aptly
titled, Music News and Reviews.
Exactly. See? Oh, my God, I want that as my drop. I want you saying it so I can press that. Your accent is the perfect accent for that.
Oh, thank you.
Talking of your accent, we're going to play a little game with that in a bit.
All right.
Not saying anymore. Let's kick off with... there's a lot of lists that have come out this week. So top Spotify, top YouTube. It's quite an interesting one, really. The YouTube have released the top music videos and then the top trending videos. And Ed Sheeran's come out on top, which is not surprising.
No. He's all over the place and he's over everything.
100%. I mean, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because you'd be surprised by what is actually the top viewed videos on YouTube, because it's not necessarily what you'd think for 2017, because like Ed Sheeran is obviously the top music. But I'm just trying to find the actual article. But Ed Sheeran completely came out on top. Despacito, obviously.
Yeah.
That was one of the... At one point, it was the top streamed song on Spotify.
I ain't surprised. It was like an earworm, wasn't it? Everyone had it. Everyone. All the kids. That's the thing. The kids loved it.
Yeah. And also the remix, of course, went down very well.
What? Was that Justin Bieber, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But actually, it's the original that was the top stream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Daddy Yankee. I remember him from years ago. Remember his old one years ago? Remember him?
Oh, my God. Uta la gasolina.
Yes.
Do you know... Cardi B actually did a little feature on Motorsport.
Right.
Migos, Nicki Minaj. And she raps the lyrics to Gasoline. It's one of my favourite tunes, man.
Yeah.
I love that. When it came out, I was really young.
Yeah.
And it was just that thing of singing along, but you don't... Which I can imagine happens all across the world when you're singing along to a song that you don't know the language of. Yeah. And you just literally make it up.
Like we did to the Spanish Gasolina, yeah.
Yeah, because if you think, I always think when I go to Spain and stuff, all that you hear on the radio is like 90% English spoken music.
True, yeah.
So it must be difficult because you're just kind of guessing what it is. I mean, a lot of people can speak English, but it must be interesting, right?
Yeah, but probably not so much as how we do it with them, though, because we have not got a clue, have we?
No, we haven't.
We know hola, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Hola and adios.
And cerveza.
I know a couple, actually. Oh, and cerveza, yeah. We're doing all right.
Yeah. Between
us. We might be all right in Spain, actually.
Between us, we can pop to Spain and back, if you'd like. But the other one, Joe Sugg, who's that YouTuber. So, you know, he's a little... I don't really watch YouTubers, but that was the other one. And a couple of comedians. And basically, but Ed Sheeran was the... Ed Sheeran and Louis Fonsi, who sings the song Despacito, were the top videos
and
for
fidget
music.
Spinners is on there. Can't forget the fidget spinners. How could that be? Is that a generalisation then, is it?
No, so like, I don't know actually. Maybe it's a video of someone doing fidget spinners. Oh, it's literally just videos about spinners.
Just in general.
Yeah. Which I think are weird. I got one for the first time about 2 weeks ago and I was like, what is the point in this? I used it for about 3 minutes. And
did it have lights on it?
No.
That's the thing, right? Listen, honestly, yeah. I went through a little fidget spinner, had a little go, didn't think much of it, thought the same thing. Apparently it's an OCD thing or something, isn't it?
Get me a yo-yo, I'd much rather that. It?
But yeah, get a fidget spinner with lights and you'll change your tune, trust.
Really?
Your tune will be changed in seconds.
I don't know if I believe you, but
trust me, I'll get you this pucker one, yeah, and it changes the lights and not even in a set order, and it if you spin it long enough, mate,
with your head.
Trust. You sit there going, please change, and as it slows down it changes, and you just get gassed every time. I'm gonna buy you one for Christmas.
Me and you need to hang out more, dude.
Yeah, I know. In Spain.
You need to just hang out with more people and maybe stop playing fidget spinners.
Yeah, true.
No, we're gonna go to Spain with some fidget spinners and enter some competitions.
Do you reckon fidget spinners are caught on out there yet? I reckon they come from there. I reckon Looky Looky Men brought them over. Actually.
I think they are probably all over the world, no?
Do you know what? The first time I see one was in Great Yarmouth, yeah. I walked down the strip. You ever been in Great Yarmouth?
No.
I walked down the strip, it's like in LA. But it's a lot more lower budget. Instead of like the casinos are basically 2p machines. But I walked down there and this girl, she was like, "Listen, this is the craze. They're going to be in. They're fidget spinners." And didn't believe her. Sure enough, she was right.
They are worldwide, we're hearing from the producers.
They are worldwide, where they are. OCD, is it something to do with OCD, innit?
I don't know. I don't
something
know,
like
but I don't like them.
Nah. You wait till you have had a light one, then we can talk.
Okay, I'll come back to you. And on the subject of sort of Ed Sheeran, I'm segueing here.
Yeah. He's from around my way, by the way.
Is he?
He's from a place called Lavenham, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought he was from, like, Cheddar or something.
Is that a place?
Somerset, yeah.
Is
you
it?
Joking? Why do you think Cheddar's called Cheddar? Because it's made in Cheddar.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No joke.
Is this real? Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, promise.
Do you know what? Yeah, honestly, I'm not even lying. That's the first time I knew that, yeah? And do you know what? I've realised the other day, this is going to sound like I've made it up, I realised what dry cleaning was for the first time.
What?
Like,
oh.
That it was dry cleaning. They didn't get the top wet. They clean it dry.
Oh.
I know I'm sounding stupid, but I was in a doctor's...
You're actually not, because I have never thought of that.
See what I'm saying? Like,
no, they do wash it.
No, it's dry, clean, so they don't get it, like, submerged in water. They clean it, like...
You're blowing my mind here, Franco.
You know, like, if you had a suit and there's, like, a little scuff on it, you go, oh, quick, clean that off. It's like that. That's what dry cleaning is. So if your top's
no,
worth...
No, it's
loads,
not.
It is, isn't
no,
it?
No, it isn't.
Have I got it wrong? Is that not right?
No, because
it is right, isn't it? Yes.
Abby, don't ask Abby. Abby, how much dry cleaning do you do? None.
Well, this is why I didn't know.
I don't do any either, but I don't know what the answer... Nat King, she looks like she dry cleans.
Yeah,
she's a clean woman. So, yeah, Ed Sheeran,
sorry.
Dry cleaning. We managed to get onto dry cleaning then.
It's me, sorry, mate.
No, it's good. I quite like it.
Right, Ed Sheeran.
In fact, no, let's
segue.
Just talk about
no, let's
cleaning.
Segue. Let's get on the segues. You know, have you been on a segue? Have you?
No, and I don't want to go on when they look
terrifying.
Do you
know, I heard the geezer who invented segues drove a segue off a cliff.
No.
Apparently, the geezer that invented segues, yeah, was on a cliff and he let some old people walk past him and zipped off the thing.
Did
I don't
die?
Know if that's true. Yeah, he died, yeah.
That's
I don't know if
awful.
It's true.
That is true.
It's true, yes. Mate, I'm coming out of some today, innit? It is true.
That's like the guy on the Atkins. The guy from the Atkins diet died of heart failure. And that's
really?
Like the main thing of that. Because, you know, the Atkins diet just cuts out all vegetables and everything. And you just eat, like, meat and fat for 3 weeks or
really?
Something. And, yeah, he died of heart-related problems, I think.
Blimey.
Ironic. A little bit of Alanis Morissette there.
Do you know what? Something about that, yeah. Alanis Morissette, all them irony versions she used, the examples, not that great examples of irony.
Yeah, but it was the late 90s, you know?
True. They didn't know what irony was then. They'd only just invented irony.
Maybe irony was a different thing then.
Irony was, in fact, invented in 1989, so it's only about for a year when she made the song, so...
Is that a fact?
No, I'm lying.
Oh, my God, I thought you were being serious.
I'm lying.
Then.
But do you know what? Honestly, I'll tell you something. Alanis Morissette, with irony, she did teach me what irony was. When I was at school...
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
Yeah, she's, it worked, didn't it?
She's also... I really love her music. And sometimes, do you ever do that thing with someone where you go... Oh my God, I'd forgotten about you for like 10 seconds. And then you put their music on and you just listen to it constantly
yeah.
for like a whole day. I did it with Robin the other day as well.
Nice.
I can imagine you probably don't do that very often with Robin's music.
No, I don't actually know Robin. She's European, isn't she?
Robin sings Call Your Girlfriend.
No, I think I've seen her. Blonde European girl.
Yeah.
I don't know how I've seen her and not heard her, if she's a singer.
She's incredible. She's
Swedish.
Oh, she's Swedish. Oh, I didn't know she was Swedish.
Oh, yeah.
She's
we're
one
learning
of the best,
a lot today, aren't we?
One of the best singer-songwriters in the world, I think.
Really?
Anyway, I'm going to tell you about Ed Sheeran now.
Segway. Ed Sheeran on a Segway.
He's not on a Segway.
Right.
He is just released a song with Beyonce for mm-hmm. number one, and he's also about to feature on Eminem's new album, which is coming out in a few days.
And there's mixed reviews about that, isn't there? Have you seen the old Twitter sphere?
Well...
I'm in an R-in, basically.
Of course, but I find... I don't know if you listen to the lyrics of the Walk on Water with Beyonce, but he talks about it and he's like, everyone says... This is paraphrasing, by the way, guys. I'm not lyrically quoting here.
Is this Eminem, by the way?
Yeah, yeah, Eminem sort of chats about it and he's like, everyone was eating out the palm of my hand. I was the biggest, you know, rap sensation in the world. And then all of a sudden, everyone just said, we don't want to hear your music anymore. I dyed my hair back brown. And because, you know, it was time to just like, you know, stop bleaching my hair blonde.
Really?
And he's talking about it and he's like, I don't care what you think because I wrote Stan and I'm really good and this is my music. So I love Eminem.
Is that what that song is? Yeah.
Well,
I heard him doing it and I must say that I thought it was a little bit pony.
Oh, I like it.
Do you know what it was? It's because I went the other day, I listened to the first two albums just randomly. I put Marshall Mathers on... and the other one, Slim Shady, yeah. And I was like, you got to remind yourself how mental them albums were. Crazily
so
good.
Sick.
Like,
so sick.
Just crazily.
My first ever album, Marshall Mathers LP.
I think maybe mine as well, actually. And you know what, yeah? There was this was the mad story, yeah? I'm in an R-ing again. A lot of I'm in R-ing going on. I'm in R-ing about the language, yeah? I was thinking, oh, right, like this album, it's going to be like, it's going to be so aggressively like fucking rude and stuff, yeah?
You can say
Are
that.
You allowed to swear on
Fubar?
Yeah. I won't know because me mum might be listening. But
hi, mum.
Not mum. But listen, yeah, the album, I was thinking this could be very violent and rude and all this. And I was only young and I was like, mum, please get me the album. She come home, yeah, and I'd never heard of it before, with a parental version.
Oh, did your you mum get the you off.
Listen, right? I'm not even joking, yeah? The parental version, right?
It's rubbish. You can't even hear anything.
Honestly, right? So I went to school and all my mates was like, yeah, bruv, you know that song when he's on about doing mushrooms? I was like, nah, I don't know which one. He's like, yeah, the song when he's on about killing that burner. I'm like, nah. When I'm all the gaps just meant I just didn't know what was going on.
So it's like paint by numbers for you. You just had to go through and be like, okay, so he sort of starts with a W, so like wanker.
Was you there? Was you there? Because that is exactly what it was like. Wanker and we. They're the only W's I knew. Wanker and we.
I said Willie, to be fair.
Okay. Did you just say we or Willie then?
Willie.
Oh, okay. I wish you said we.
My mum's obviously a bit naughtier than your mum because she. Well, actually, I
she's
think
she's a gangster.
No,
that's
my
what
mum just didn't know at all. She had no idea what parental advisory meant.
Right.
So I went. I remember going into HMV and saying, "I want. That's what I want. The one that I want. Mm. The album that I want." She just bought it.
Yeah.
And then I remember rapping along to Guilty Conscience, which is one of the darkest songs. And I knew all the words. It's so dark. And it's covers all different kinds of dark stuff. But in a way, he highlighted a lot of things and made it, because he makes it very clear that Slim Shady and Marshall Mathers are two different people.
Yeah.
And that he's playing a character when he talks. But it did highlight a lot of things and made people talk about, you know, domestic abuse and violence and things like that. It's the same way that Marilyn Manson sort of brought up the topic, because everyone always blamed him and said, you know, you're the reason that people are doing.
Yeah. They put him and Marilyn in a similar box, didn't they? Yeah.
But actually, I think it's, you can't make other people do stuff with words, but you can highlight it and you can bring it to light, which I think can't be a bad thing.
Definitely. And I think, like you're saying, with Guilty Conscience, maybe people did do things like that before, but I swear the first time you'd ever seen like a video and a concept like that in a song, you know what I mean? With them little pauses when he starts narrating what the scene comes in and Dre against
Marshall
them.
Marshall
Mathers.
Mate. Yeah,
I'm getting excited like the kid who first heard it, honestly.
Oh. Well, he's going to be, so Ed Sheeran's going to be on his album.
So
alongside,
what do you think that? Do you think that's a good thing? Or yeah, you're saying you think that's good, yeah?
I think, I love Ed Sheeran. I think he's a great songwriter. I think he's very talented. I also think he gets a bad rap. Like, he, in terms of in the hip hop community, he's actually really prolific, incredibly talented, and has always studied and looked at hip hop throughout his career, like from the beginning.
Because he come through for the Grimes, collaborate with Grime MCs, didn't he? Collaborations thing.
Yeah.
I think helped push all of our scene forward anyway. Do you know what I mean? I know Ed used Grime to get, like, it was a roundabout thing because Ed's the biggest thing ever now, but I think, like you're saying, I think it was a bit of a communal push.
That's his passion.
Yeah,
he's got a passion for hip-hop and grime. And I think I'm excited about this album because I went to see Eminem at Reading Festival
this year.
And I went with producer Natalie, who's next door, and I cried.
Oh, really?
Because I love him so much, because I had that album. It was my first album. And I think I was maybe quite an angry child, so it was a good way for me to get my anger out, was like rapping to his songs.
Right.
And I just loved it. And he was really had a lot of humility and talked a lot about, he just seemed like really normal and was like, he's been through a lot.
What, you cried when he was talking or when he was rapping?
No. When he did his last song and it was just meant.
Was it Stan?
Can't remember what it was. I was absolutely off my face.
That's why you was crying.
Yeah, exactly.
Crying for someone to help you out. Nothing to do with Eminem.
It's released in 6 days and
I'm not a fan of the title either. I don't want to be Mr. Negative here, but I'm not a fan of Revival.
He always has titles like that.
But wouldn't it be better, just playing devil's advocate, if he came out of nowhere with it like he did, and it was like, what's going on here? And it was just like some hard thing with like Kendrick and like,
but that's not what he wants to do anymore. I think that's the whole point, is
that's
that he's
what he was
like
saying.
Everyone wants me to do this thing that I used to do, but realistically we don't want him to try and do what he used to do again.
No, but I think there could be like, I think people can take another form, you know. I think it's like Buddhism, people take these forms in life. It's like metamorphosis or whatever it is.
You are so clever.
Is it called metamorphosis?
I mean, I don't know, babe, but it's
reincarnation. Reincarnation, yeah. Like we reincarnate through Buddhism, say, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think musicians, that's what the ability
reincarnate through music.
Yeah, 100%. Like what, you know? Maybe that is what he's done. I ain't heard the albums, so I can't judge him.
Well,
maybe
look at
that
people like David Bowie. Is a prolific example of
exactly.
someone who's rebirthed every album.
I'll tell you someone current for us lot, Arctic Monkeys. Look how they've done it. Literally, Arctic Monkeys, when they come back, they just seem to be this new entity every time, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, not. I wouldn't put them on the same level as Bowie.
Of course. I don't know Bowie, though. That's the thing. All I know is he dressed up as a bird when people weren't dressing up as birds. So.
No, that's not really what it was. No. It was more that he was one of the first people to... I mean, Prince did the same, where it was just like they weren't going to conform. But in the 60s and 70s, this happened quite a bit. They weren't going to conform to gender stereotypes. So if you told me you had to wear this, I'm not going to listen to you type
right.
thing.
So they pushed the boundaries for that.
He pushed the boundaries
thing.
Of using makeup, but using characters. He played characters like Ziggy Stardust and it was just a really important thing for not just the LGBT community, but for the world at large.
Yeah.
And many people in the gay community do link with it because it was just an amazing someone in the public eye who was willing to be different and willing to completely stand outside the box and not worry about the box like it doesn't even exist.
But the interesting thing being that I think a lot of people that are talking this like without knowledge, so shoot me down, yeah, but my old man was banging into David Bowie and all his pals were in that, and I think it was at a time when it weren't so much like with the gay community and all that, more of like just your average Joe was like seeing this like visionary approach to things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And maybe subconsciously that was opening the box more for the gay community. Do you know
100%.
What I mean?
I think it affected across the board, made people think about how you don't have to be this certain way.
Yeah, I guess, that's it.
That's the dream, right? As a musician, you must feel like that's the dream, is to be able to positively impact people, to make them go open their eyes and make them think about things that they might not have thought about.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran connection again, Ed Sheeran said this recently. I read it in some somewhere that he was saying about being not nominated for a Grammy or something. He's got no Grammy nominations, and he said the thing is, and whether he's saying it to save face or not, but he said the thing is, if I know that I'm connecting with people and changing their lives, that is so much more powerful to know that it's happening still than that happening. He said it to Ellen, on Ellen.
Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres' show.
Yeah.
Who, again, I love Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah. We need more talk shows like hers in the UK.
Maybe we can start one. Let's do it.
100%.
Fubar TV.
Yeah, boy. So, have you heard of Declan McKenna?
I have. He won the BBC Introducing. Yes. I see him on there.
So exciting. He's a sweetheart as well. Very young.
Yeah, I've not heard his music. What's it like? Guitar-y, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of... I don't know. I don't really see... You can't really genre things anymore, I don't think. But it's kind of like... If you could mix, like, pop with a little bit of sort of punk and rock, but, like... pop, punk, rock, and
like Blink 182,
but more like Jamie T meets know,
yeah,
if that makes any sense.
I know what you're saying,
but he's really amazing at highlighting things that we need to talk about in his songs. Apparently,
oh, really,
he discusses things like police brutality, transgender conversion therapy,
really,
and he's emerged as one of the UK's most interesting songwriters, so it's exciting.
Man. And he's about 10, isn't he?
He's 18. I've seen him a couple of times, and he's a sweet, sweet petite. He's really young, and he just comes on and he just does his.
You seen him live? Yeah.
He doesn't come on and he's like, oh yeah, let's go. I've got a big personality. And he's just like, all right, guys, I'm Declan McKenna, and like does his performance, and then he's still got this massive personality, but he's not like a celeb. He's not trying to be a celeb. He's trying to be a good musician, and that I think is pretty cool as an 18-year-old.
And it seems to have done him well because he's just won the Introducing Award.
Exactly.
I see him on Breakfast TV the other day. He looked so tired. It was early, bless him.
Well, when
he probably ain't got up early for a long time.
I was going to say, when I was 18, I don't think I got up before 11:30.
This is it.
I remember the other day I was thinking about that, and I was like, isn't it funny when you're younger and you think it's great, like really, when you're really young, like 16, 17, and you think it's grotesque that people get up before like 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Like really grotesque.
And then you get old and you think, wow, mate, it is actually quite grotesque to be in bed after 11, isn't it?
I'm still living for the 11 a.m. wake up.
No, it's a little bit slomaxy, I'd say.
What's what?
Slomaxy.
What's that?
Slomox, if you're a slomox, slomoxy.
I don't know what that means.
It might not even be a real word. It's my old man says it. I've got it off my old man. You slomox. Yeah, I bet you slomox.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a made up word to me, but I'm going to go with it.
Go with it. Slomoxy.
Big up your dad for that.
It means, I guess it means being lazy and scruffy.
Oh, like, sounds like me. Yeah. 100%.
Slomoxy.
You obviously know about the Brits Critics' Choice Award.
No.
Last year it was won by Rag and Bone Man. It's the award that...
Don't, that's still subject, that name.
It's,
but yeah.
It's the award that's given to the next up-and-comer, so...
not a word, by the way.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
So this year, for the first time in a very long time, three girls were nominated for Brits Critics' Choice. Steph London, Mabel and Georgia Smith.
Nice. Georgia Smith absolutely smashed it to bits, didn't she?
She won.
She won.
Has won. And
mate,
she's
deservedly so, I'd say.
I would. And I think, honestly, I could say that about any of them.
Mm, yeah,
I
true,
think they
yeah.
would all, in and also completely in different ways.
Yeah, yeah,
because,
yeah.
Because obviously Mabel had the huge smash Finders Keepers. Her EP was really sick.
Yeah.
Steflon has just, you know, taken over and really kind of hit the commercial side of hip hop. And, you know, obviously she had the collab with... French Montana, and then Georgia Smith did a collab with Drake, and this because they're all sort of different genres, really.
Do you know what's interesting?
Vibe.
Yeah, what's interesting in it, and what you're saying there is like it was hard for people, like going back a little way. It's hard for British people, yeah, to get like an identity in music, right? It was hard, wasn't it? People 100%. Wanted to do bits and bobs that everyone else was doing. Then we got our identity. Then it was so hard for girls to do it. How many girls in this country, unless it was like a pop singer? Do you know what I mean? Coming from this, like, urban, as they call it, but, like, I think there's just a genuine independent background. I think that's what urban music is, really. How many independent, like, girls doing rap music and that got a little bit of heat? And like you're saying, there's three characters there that, like, you wouldn't be surprised if either three of them won. You know what I mean?
And also, we were talking about this the other day. So the first number one since Adele in 2014 was Dua Lipa, who is actually, coincidentally, the highest streamed female artist in the world.
Really?
In the UK. Oh, sorry. Right. But on Spotify, that's huge.
Yeah, that is massive. Yeah.
And
I know a guitarist, Kaya, lovely fella.
And she's absolutely smashed it, but that's crazy that it's since 2014, the first solo female number one was her, and then it's been Camila Cabello for the last 5 weeks, I think, with Havana, right, which is obviously a big tune.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like, it feels like the year of the British girls. There's lots of British girls coming through.
Like, the thing with them is, like, Steph London is different, so different to Georgia Smith. Do you know what I mean? It's not like there's two in the same little lane.
Mate, no, they're three completely different artists.
You could put all three of them on a bill. Do you know what I mean? And you wouldn't think that it was samey. So, yeah.
But it's a
girls
big one.
Girls are smashing it.
Because, yeah.
The girls. Go on, the girls.
Go on, the girls.
Have we got any background round of applause? We can press a button or something.
Just me.
So if I press this button, you have to do that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you
it's
can press a pretend
buttons. Beep.
Yay. Yeah. So yeah, and actually on that note, Ed Sheeran, guess what, was the most streamed artist in the whole world in 2017, followed by Drake, The Weeknd, Kendrick Lamar and Chainsmokers.
Ed Sheeran was the biggest in the whole world. That's crazy.
Don't look at your sheet. Guess how many views.
I didn't even know I had a sheet. Oh, bloody hell.
Don't look at it for a second. Right, yeah. Guess how many views Dua Lipa's music video had this year?
Well, I'm number dyslexic, I think, so I'm probably going to come up with a really wayward answer. How many views? I'd say this year, 149 million.
746 million.
Oh my God, really?
Honestly. That's but it's mad. A banger. Yeah. So...
Unsurprisingly.
And also, people like to watch, because I think it's quite a good video as well. So people like to have that little...
Do you know what's nice? That people still into videos. You know what I mean?
I love it. I love watching videos. Like when NERD dropped Lemon with Rihanna, I was straight on the video. Like, any video with Rihanna in it, you know it's going to be absolutely sick.
Everyone loves Rihanna, didn't they?
I love Rihanna. Do you like Rihanna?
I do, yeah. My missus loves... I shouldn't say that on here.
Why?
Because she does love her.
That's not a bad thing.
That's nice, isn't it? Yeah. Well, she loves it. Yeah, everyone loves her.
So we had an amazing artist on the show quite recently, Hack Baker. Have you heard of Hack?
Yes, I have. Ali Blah Blah. Good Ali. Ali works with Hack. And
sick.
Yeah, he produced back in the day B-O-M-B Squad. Remember Bomb Squad?
No.
B-O-M-B Squad. That's... Hack Baker's original foundations.
Oh, sick.
Channel U Classics. Go on, Hack. Honestly, what? Mate. Channel U Classics, Bomb Squad. But Hack Baker, I'm a big fan of. I think he's doing good things. And it's nice to see somebody doing that and getting a lot of attention for doing it. You know what I mean? I think it's very English. And I think it's very, very relevant. You know what I mean?
And he came in the show and he was so lovely and so down to earth. I'm going to play a little clip now, which is probably the thing that I'm thinking of that was the most hilarious thing that he said. So we're going to have a little play of it. Right. He's going on tour, actually, in February and March next year. He's going all across the UK, everywhere, and he's playing London in Bethnal Green Working Men's Club, sick venue, on the 8th of March. Plus, his new EP, Misfits, is available. I thought we'd play a little throwback to the interview. Do you want to have a listen to it?
Yes, let's do it.
Hear a little bit of Hack Baker.
I don't want to get rich and buy jewelry. I just want to get rich and take all my friends like to like an island and egg like seagulls or something. You know, they're rude seagulls.
Yeah, they're annoying. And
they're the most annoying, like,
I also bastard think that's birds. A lovely way to think the one thing that you want to do in your life, because that's kind of how I feel as well. I want to take my mum on holiday.
Once I get to a position, hopefully we can just make jobs up and make things and just record silly shit and people buy it. And if they do, like, then it's hallelujah for me and the lads, and then we can just all be rich. And because, you know, it was the plan is like that carefreeness that we had. Like, I fucking miss that shit. Lads are stressed, they're tired, they're talking about money, the girlfriend's pissing them off. It's just bollocks. Unfortunately, you need some sort of money or something to do that, to live carefree. It's for the lads. A lot of this is for the lads. We've had a shitty time.
It's very important.
We want to bring like happy vibes back to all for the lads. And
we love Hack Baker. He wants to bring the love back for the lads.
He's got a very good ethos. That's what I mean. I think his music and all that as well. If you ain't heard Hack Baker, go listen, because honestly, his music is very just genuine. You know what I mean? You can be from any walk of life, hear it, and feel that genuinity in it, which I think is important in artists. I think that's what makes or breaks. Not even makes or breaks. I think that's what makes an artist. You know what I mean?
I think he's going to be very big in 2018.
Mm. And he's got a good team, like I say, Ali Blah Blah, the producer there. He's a good fella. He's been working, and Ash works with him, Ash Houghton. He's a good fella as well. They're very, like I say, they're very, I keep saying genuine, but they are. They're very genuine people with a very genuine team. So if I want to see anyone do well next year, it's them fellas.
Aww.
Honestly, hats off to him.
It's all about the love as well.
Mm, I was meant to go studio with Ali. I'm sorry, bruv. I messed it right up as well. Ali, I'll get it in, mate. I'll get you some dates that will go, bruv. It's a long way from where I thought. It's very west. I didn't realise. Very west. I thought it was about an hour and a half, but no, I put it in the sat nav. 2.5. And I thought, fuck me, mate. 2.5's a bit of distance at this time of the morning. Ali, I'm sorting it out, mate. Right, I'm coming back round. We'll do it.
Okay, Ali, I hope you get that message. If he doesn't,
if
I'm going to
If he don't,
livid.
I'm going to cut it off the internet and send him and go, geez, listen, did you not listen on FUBAR? I apologise to you.
He needs to listen back. Right, so I had a little chat with Lucy Spraggan. Do you remember Lucy Spraggan?
I do.
She's an incredible girl who's releasing a Christmas song. And we were actually on the tube together yesterday. She's so sweet and lovely. Yeah. Her music is sick. She's got the most incredible fan base.
Yeah, I was going to say, her ethos. I see something on her. I'm sorry to keep talking. I feel like I'm talking too much. Am I allowed to keep talking this much?
That's why you're here.
I feel like we're turning to a talk show. But do you know what it is, yeah? Her ethos with it all. I see an interview with her as well. And she was saying about how it's mad because she's got a genuine fan base, which meant she come from the telly with the X Factor thing, and then she's gone away and built a proper fan base. She can go out and do shows and get numbers in the building, which is very important when you're an artist. But she's saying that radio don't back her, and she was saying it's so frustrating because she's come from this big platform, she's gone away and genuinely built a legitimate thing, and she can't get the radio play, which obviously is champagne problems, as I call it, when you've got all that going on. But you know what I mean? It's a very interesting interview, and I really admire her ethos and the way she's gone about it and all that. She's come from more of a genuine artist background sort of approach, you know what I mean?
And she was saying the same thing to me, actually, and I was talking to her about it, and she was saying how, because her fans are so loyal, she sells thousands of tickets,
yeah.
You know, sells out where she goes to play.
It's crazy,
and you know, makes really good you know, return on all the music that she puts out. But as you say, you know what? She gets radio play on FUBAR Radio, so that's what we're talking
that's
about.
That's all she needs, isn't it?
And, right, and also, she's a real babe. I love having her. And we talked to her at Stand and Calling, and we wanted to get her back in. She's a real sweetheart, and we're going to listen to a little chat that I had with her about her brand new Christmas single, which is actually a banger.
Is it?
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hi, Lucy Spraggan.
Hello.
We just had to do that twice, didn't we?
Yeah, but it was fine.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, almost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's really soon. I'm very excited.
It's weird because the last time we saw each other, it was very sunny.
We were at Stand and Calling, actually. And you just performed, I believe.
Yes.
And you had a great time. How was the rest of the summer?
It's been amazing. I've had a really good summer, actually.
Lots of gigging.
Yeah, we played Glastonbury as well, which was like just, it's all I really talk about anymore. But after that, we went on another tour, a 31-date tour across the country.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I got to go up to Scotland and be in the Highlands, and I just bought a camper van, like a custom-made VW, and put all my guitars in it and stuff, and we got to just go around in that for a little while, which is amazing.
That's probably the cutest thing I've ever heard. Why did you decide to buy a VW camper van, a souped-up VW camper van? Is it like on that programme where they soup up the cars?
Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride.
Yes, it is a bit, apart from it's got no like flames down the side.
That's a shame.
I am having some stuff done to it externally, but I just got it because I go fishing a lot and I like camping, and I like travelling around with my wife and my dogs, so that's what we do.
That's honestly the most rock star story I've ever heard. Talk me through fishing.
Well, you put some bait on the end of...
What fish do you like to fish mostly? What's your, like, prize fish?
I caught a sturgeon the other day, which...
Don't know what that is, but it sounds impressive.
It looks like a dragon man. It literally looks like... Not a dragon man, but it looks like a dragon. And it's just, like, a big fish. You've got to put chainmail gloves on to get the... to like, fight with it. Well, not chainmail. I'm lying.
Did you eat it?
No.
You just kept it as a prize.
I think it's illegal to eat one. I didn't keep it as a prize either. I put it back.
Oh, good. Okay. That's nice. I was hoping you weren't going to be like, yeah, we just killed it and left on the side.
I have killed fish and eaten them.
Oh, no, that's fine as well. I mean, just when you kill them, then you don't do anything with them.
No, I wouldn't ever do that. I think that's really not very nice to kill anything, to not do anything with it.
You strike me as a nice person as well, so I think I can believe you on that
one. I really don't like the thought of people, you know, people that go fishing and then thinking that they couldn't eat a fish if they'd have caught it. I think you should only be able to, you should only eat what you feel like you could, in fact, catch and kill yourself, I think.
I think you are... That's an interesting point. I can't say you're right because I can't do any killing.
You couldn't get a cow.
I can't kill anything. And I do eat all different kinds of meat and fish.
I sound really horrible now.
No, it's true, though. You're right. But I just don't want to admit that you're right. Because you're right, 100%. If you don't feel like you could kill the animal, then you shouldn't... let someone else do it for you.
I do often feel like bad if we went fishing in Orlando and catching, I think it was red grouper that we were catching, and we caught, like, it is literally the most amazing taste is to get some out of what was that?
Don't know, some sort of
that was a miracle.
That was actually a ghost.
That was me being enlightened, wasn't it?
Yeah. Now you're never going to eat fish again.
I know, yeah, I feel really bad now.
Don't feel bad. But also, the fact that we've got onto this fish conversation is the best part of this interview, hands down. But every time when we do see each other, it does seem to sort of go into those lovely conversations about things that absolutely we have no idea what we're talking about, but that's a good vibe, I think.
That's good, as opposed to talking about things that you always have to talk about.
Yes, but we should do some talking about that, because you've got a Christmas single.
I have.
It's coming out on the 15th of December, Drink Till We Go Home.
Yes, and that is what I do most of the time. So I decided I'd write a Christmas song about that.
Okay.
It's about New Year's Eve being out with your mates and doing, about the real, true British morals of Christmas, which is like being really drunk.
And I think as well, you, in the video, you did it in a pub that you, the first ever pub that you had ever played in, right?
Yes. I did my first like club acoustic there, and that's where I sort of went from there to my local radio stations and things like that. And I lived above that pub. I worked in that pub. Literally spent so much time in there. All of the people in the video are my friends. My wife is the barmaid.
I did see that. I did see that.
Everybody, I put like quite a lot of money behind the bar, and bear in mind we were in Buxton in Derbyshire, where drinks are still like £2 for a pint.
So you went in.
I didn't, because I was in the middle of the tour when we recorded that. It was actually quite late on. I think it was October when we did it. And all of my friends, that everybody got dropped off there. I put money behind the bar, and I was the only sober person in the room.
Oh, mate.
But nothing about it is contrived, because everybody was wasted by like 3 o'clock, and we went on film until about 10.
It was a lovely, it's a really, really beautiful video, and it's very heartwarming, and it does feel like everybody's Christmas, really.
I hope it does, because I wanted it to be like that, like genuinely what Christmas is about, because, you know, I think... For a lot of us, it has become sort of being with your friends, because a lot of people's like, especially people for living in cities and stuff, a lot of your friends become your family at Christmas time. And yeah, it's, I don't know, we had really a lot of fun doing it.
I guess it's as well that change between being a kid and being excited about what other people are going to do for you at Christmas to what you're going to do for other people, and how nice it is to actually, it, Christmas changes quite a bit when you become an adult, doesn't it?
I'm really bad at it, actually. Like, every present that I buy for my wife, for anyone, actually, I end up giving them, like, I've just given her Christmas present last week.
Oh, no. That's not Christmas.
I know. And she's really bad for it, because she's like, don't give me anything.
So she's wearing the, like, shoes or whatever it is.
It's a bag.
Yeah. She's wearing it, isn't she, now? Yeah,
probably. Just thought it would look really nice on our night out, so now I have to go and buy something else.
Well, that's the thing that she probably knows.
Yeah,
she's like,
she
yeah, give it to me early, and then you'll forget you ever gave it to me. And then there'll be a second present, because you'll feel awkward if you don't give her another present on Christmas Day.
She's a Christmas player.
I dare you to rewrap her bag. No, rewrap the bag and be like, just wanted to remind you that was what your
thing
Christmas
is,
present was.
She'd be happy with that, though. That's why I wouldn't, because she'd be like, oh, thanks.
No, she wouldn't.
She would, I promise.
In her head, she'd be like, I'm livid. And on the face of it, she's obviously a nice person, so she's not going to be like, right. But in her mind, she's going to be like, yeah, divorce.
Probably.
So another bag, I think.
Yeah, a bag or shoes. I'll tell her they're from you.
Yes, please do.
I will.
With regards from Harriet. So tell me, what made you go all Noddy Holder? What made you kind of crack on with the Christmas song?
Well, genuinely, we've been struggling a bit with national radio, trying to get sort of playlisted in places, and I wanted to be, I don't know what the word is, where you try and think of doing something else, because...
Asking the wrong person, thinking outside the box.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Okay.
You know.
We're getting there, we're sort of on the right vibe.
There is a word, but I can't think of it.
Neither can I.
What? I looked at my manager, I was like, give me a word, Ben. Okay, we haven't got a word, but
think outside the box.
And I just thought maybe this year I could do a Christmas song, because I haven't seen many people do that style of song for a long time. And my favourite Christmas song is Fairy Tale in New York, like, as is everybody's. And I wanted to do something in that vein.
It does have, like, hints of that, which is nice.
It name checks the song, because literally Kirsty MacColl was my favourite person on the planet. And actually, do you know, I listen to her albums all the time, and I took a lot of inspiration from that. And I just wanted to do something fun as well.
It is really fun, and it's really sweet, and it's really nice. It must have been kind of weird celebrating Christmas. Obviously, you weren't really drinking on the day, but celebrating Christmas when it wasn't Christmas.
Well, it just felt like Christmas in there, because we were, like, feeding everybody. We bought, like, 20 12-inch pizzas to feed everybody.
I'm livid that you didn't invite me.
I'm so sorry. It was in the north. It's quite far away.
I love the north.
So do I.
I always go there.
I've been in London for one day, and I bought a double whiskey yesterday that was £14.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
Oh. I'm like, I'm going home. See you later.
That's why I drink Bacardi Breezer, because it's only about £1.99.
Do you actually?
No. I used to, though.
When you were 12.
Now I drink tap water, because I can't even afford Bacardi Breezers. I wanted to play a little test on you, because I think, you know, you come out here with a Christmas song.
Yeah.
No doubt it's a sick Christmas song. Brings me all the warm vibes that it should at Christmas. But I need to test if you really know what Christmas is.
Oh, okay.
So I've got three little clips of Christmas songs.
Okay.
And they are backwards. I want you to guess what Christmas songs they are.
I'm feeling the pressure.
You should, because I think you'll win. But if you don't, I don't know what that says about Christmas song.
I know.
Situation.
I feel very, yeah, okay.
Okay, right. So this is up first. I was about to say the name and ruin the entire game, but I stopped myself. God, I'm good at my job.
Yeah.
She's got it.
That gives it away.
Yeah, well, we didn't want to make it too hard for you.
Well, I was thinking it was going to be really sort of like cryptic and just... That's Mariah, All I Want for Christmas.
Correct! Yes.
That is All I Want for Christmas as well.
What, Mariah Carey?
Or you, anyone really, that's just friends.
Just
around.
Everyone.
That's it.
I want Mariah Carey for Christmas.
So do I. I actually really think she's a babe, but have you seen the video of her, just her vocals? Just isolated on a Christmas show.
I think those aren't real.
I think this one is.
Oh, is it?
Like, yeah, it's a little bit, But I love her.
She's a diva, and I respect her levels of divaship.
So
apparently she, like, never, ever walks. on stage.
Effort. I thought you meant like, she just never walks.
Oh no, but like, but I don't think in public. I think she's always lying down or sitting or just standing still
on a Segway.
Yeah. In fact, that's what I'm getting Mariah Carey for Christmas, a Segway.
Sound.
Next up, we have the second clip. Again, nearly ruined the game there. Come on. You know that. It's my favourite Christmas song, if that helps in a clue.
I'm struggling there. Is there any chance of a replay? Or?
Yeah, of course. Well, I don't know why.
Because I've got a song stuck in my head, but it's not a Christmas song.
Think early noughties. You know it, don't you? Think early noughties.
All I've got stuck in my head is that can't think, I can take the pain. Would you stay? You know, stay now. Is that it?
Yeah. 8:17.
Is that a Christmas song?
Oh my god, it's like the best Christmas song.
You're joking.
Of all time.
You got a clip of it the other way around?
No.
Does it mention Christmas in it?
No. But it's
I feel like there's been some boundaries crossed.
Okay,
there.
let me just bring down some facts for you that aren't actual facts. This was released at Christmas and it was one of the best-selling Christmas songs of all time. All of those things are made up, but it's a but it is my favorite.
Say Christmas in it.
Have you seen the video? It's like literally them being covered in snow.
They could
not
be in
any
another
tops.
Part of the world where it snows.
No, they're not, because they're wearing fluffy hooded parka jackets. So you're like, oh, you look like sort of Santa, but cool.
They could be in Manchester for all you know.
Listen, Lucy. Anyway, you can't disrespect E17.
Still out of three so far.
That's Stay Another Day Christmas edition. Again, not the real title, but Stay Another Day. Finally, I'm not giving you any help with this one because, okay. Oh, here you go, got some information about it. It was released late in 1994 and became their only number one of the UK singles charts, becoming the Christmas number one of 1994 and also topped the charts in Sweden, Ireland and Denmark.
Is it Noddy Older?
No, that's the information about E17.
Oh, about that?
Yeah.
I was going to say,
it's an accidental Christmas hit that they then made a video
for. In 94? I was born in 91. So that's the reason why I didn't quite get up on it.
I mean, it's a banger. Let's go up to the next. Let's go to the last one. Let's see what you think of this. I think you'll get it. What are you thinking? Probably the world's most famous Christmas song.
Is it the Noddy Older one? Like, it's Christmas. Wait, what's it called?
I'm sorry. You're going to have to give me more information. Sorry, think about, you're right, it's Noddy Holder. He's in the band that sings it.
Slade?
Yes!
Which the song, is. I actually, in my song, I say, there's tinsel wrapped round you, you're dancing to Slade and the place is lit up green and red. But what's the song called? Because literally I know is that it's
literally,
it's Christmas!
It couldn't be the more simple title. It's like, bam, 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 that's what we're talking about, that's who we're talking to. Just even simpler than that.
I'm really confused.
Like, what do you say to people at Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
And then who are you talking
Everyone.
To?
Everyone.
Yeah. Well done.
Do you know what? Right, I did a little Facebook Live the other day and I was singing Christmas songs.
I bet you sang that as
that
well.
I thought I knew. I didn't actually, but I'm doing some more tonight. But I was reading the lyrics to Christmas songs and I was like, you think you know them, yeah, until you read the lyrics.
Yeah, and actually what you've been doing is going...
Evidently. But Jingle Bells, look up the second verse of Jingle Bells. You'll be like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, I have no idea, but you did very well there because...
Thank you.
The one thing I think is different about Christmas songs is knowing the actual title.
Yeah, well, that's it as well. You did sort of give me a tiny bit of leeway on the last one, just like...
Just a little bit.
Really
but
small
in your defence, somebody who's put this on the system has called it Merry Christmas Now. Oh. So everybody has their struggles, even us radio people. I'm really excited to hear for the release of the single. We can all go and watch the video now. But also, very excitingly, is you've announced your first US gig date.
I have.
South by Southwest next year.
Yes.
How excited are you?
So excited. And we've got a little tour planned as well. But I can't, it's exclusive. I can't say anything at all about my tour that I'm doing in America. Just after South by Southwest.
No, don't say anything about that American tour.
But it's proper exciting. Like, the place that listens to us second to the UK is America. So, we're really looking forward to going over there and and being as English as possible so they like us as much.
Tell you what Americans love.
Yeah, a bit of English, don't they?
Good English Christmas song.
Oh, yeah.
They love Fairytale of New York.
Yeah, but they wouldn't get it. They wouldn't get a lock-in. They'd be like, what's that?
No, they'd be like, oh, my God, that's awesome.
What's an ashtray?
Let's all create a lock-in.
At our pub. I bet they don't. Do they have ashtrays? I bet they do have ashtrays.
Yeah,
they probably
call
them something like cigarette.
Yeah.
Fume holder or
They're
stuff.
Just a bit more better than us, aren't they, at calling things stuff?
Yeah, a bit. But it could be disputed with, like, trash can and just a bin. I don't know.
You win some, you lose some, I guess.
You do.
What's your typical Christmas tipple? Because you talk a lot about the booze in the song, so I want to know what that... I mean, you said double whiskey a minute ago.
I do love whiskey. And my brother-in-law is a big whiskey fan. We often trade a bottle of whiskey, our favourite that's going on.
That's cute.
I stopped drinking beer and I stopped eating bread and I lost like 2 stone. So actually what I've been doing the last few weeks is trying to lose £5 so I can put on £5 on Christmas Day.
Oh my God, I am exactly the same.
So I'm going to be doing that with Guinness because okay. That's my favourite drink.
So what, you're not going to drink Guinness or you are
going
to drink Guinness?
I'm drinking, like Christmas Day, I'm going all in. I'm going absolutely like...
Guinness deep.
Yeah, I'm going Guinness deep. I'm going whiskey deep. I'm going Bailey's deep. I might even have Bailey's and Guinness and whiskey. Well, Bailey's is whiskey, isn't it?
Merry Christmas, everyone, from Lucy Spraggan.
Indeed.
Thank you so much for coming and having a little chat with us. Come back. Let us know about the America tour that may or may not be happening.
Yes.
It's been lovely to see you. We'll have a little play of Drink Till We Go Home now if you want to introduce it for us.
This is Lucy Spraggan on FooBar Radio and this is Drink Till We Go Home.
It's the 24th night and it's 9:20. There's a band on the stage by the bar. There's some blokes shouting cheers and they're spilling their beers. I don't care cause it's here where we are. And they start their set with Fairytale of New York. Sounds as beautiful as you look. And my only wish this Christmas is to walk home in the snow and to drink till we go home. It's getting late and we're starting to sway. We're watching the families leave. They're forming the line as they're saying goodbye and it's all spilling onto the street. When the curtains close, the ashtrays come out and the doors are bolted. The cold can't stay out. And my only wish this Christmas is to walk home in the snow and to drink till we go home. Around you, you're dancing to Slade and the places that are green and red. There's a tree on its side and I'm drinking more wine and it's already gone through my head. When the final order's bell starts ringing, grab a stranger's hand and don't stop singing. Cause my only wish this Christmas is to walk home in the snow and to drink till we go home. So we're walking hand in hand, not a single snowflake on the ground. Well, all I really wish for is to be with you anyway, and to drink till we go home.
FUBAR Radio presents...
Film This with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
I once went on a cinema date and we went to watch 40 Days, 40 Nights of Josh Harnett.
Yeah, I remember that film, yeah.
I used to really be into fashion. Like, there was a point in my life where I wanted to be a fashionista. You should see some of the things I used to wear. So I'd have those jeans that would have, like, splotches of bleach. And so I was wearing them, went to the cinema, put my foot in, you know, the chair in front of you?
Yeah.
In the cinema. If there's no one in it, the seat's up, isn't it? You can put your foot up through the gap. Someone sat down. The film's just about to start, someone sat down already.
Yeah!
Every Friday.
Film this with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
From 1 p.m.
FUBAR Radio. Hello, mate. Hex is on the line now with me and Franco Fraze on FUBAR Radio. How's it going, dude?
Yo, what's good?
How's it going? Whereabouts are you? Are you in Nottingham, yeah?
No, I'm in London right now. I'm just in studio.
Ooh, what are you cooking up in that studio?
Well, right now, me and KEB are just with CP Dog. We're just making some waves.
Sick. I really didn't think you'd like actually tell us some sick gossip like that. Like you were straight in, like, no, I'm actually just making sick.
I know, it's cool. I can tell you some info. It's cool.
Oh, nice. Well, talking of info, Gene Kelly, your brand new track, the remix just dropped featuring Youngun. That's massive.
Yeah, man. We're trying to push it to the world.
Yeah. So tell me a bit about how do you get Youngun on it? Do you know Youngun, or was it just like a link up through the song?
Basically, because of the original, it was a plan to do like a remix anyway. So when me and my manager like came together, we just both kind of thought of the idea, like, you know what, who would sound good on it? And then he just popped into mind, and then obviously we got him down in the studio, laid his verse, and it was fire, like, it was crazy. So,
sick.
You know what I'm saying?
I love the song. It's really sick. I was really interested by the by your sort of Singing in the Rain reference. Obviously, it's called Gene Kelly.
Yeah, Gene Kelly. Yeah.
Where did that influence come from? Are you a big Singing in the Rain fan?
You know what? Like, it was just the whole idea. Like, it was. Oh, I can't even remember exactly where it all came from. But obviously, Gene Kelly was a massive like part of the tune because. Obviously, his whole dancing style, his whole, like, that whole scene from that Gene Kelly film is just is sick. So, obviously, we wanted to, like, recreate it in, like, a modern, futuristic kind of looking way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I love that vibe in it where you're sort of with the umbrella in the video and stuff.
Yeah.
I wanted to know... Carry on.
I was just going to say, that's why, obviously, we put, like, the light inside the umbrella. And like had like the little bus and everything because we wanted to make it like a futuristic Gene Kelly. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sick. I love it. I kind of like that bringing back as well because it's a little bit different and I don't think it's something that many people are doing right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're trying to be iconic in that. You know what I mean?
I want to know something very, very serious. Does it work? Cool. Does it work to call a girl 20 minutes late? Because she asks you to call you at 3, you call her at 3:20, apparently that works, like, I don't know, you know?
You know, I mean, sometimes you got to be fashionably late, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, you can't always be on time, otherwise, you know what I mean, they get bored of you and that.
Oh, okay, so it's a treat and mean, keep them keen type scenario. Okay, so Hex...
I'm a nice guy, though.
So Hex, you are saying that it does work for the masses out
there.
It
does work, yes it does. Just holler them 20 minutes late, you know what I'm saying? Hold tight with my ladies out there. You know
yeah,
you?
Sick. I mean, I'll definitely be calling. I should have called you 20 minutes late. Damn. That would have been so sick. I'd have been like, listen, I'm learning from the best, you know?
I hear you. No, it's so good.
So you're a Nottingham resident, and, you know, obviously it's a different music scene over there, but we're still hearing some sick beats coming out there. Is there any sort of artist that you'd recommend from over there?
I mean, you know what? There's so many artists in Nottingham. Like, there's actually so many artists. I mean, if I could say a few, there's obviously Youngty and Bugsy doing massive bits. Like, fucking fire. Pre-Cairo. Wavy. You know what? There's too many artists. Like, I'm put on the spot right now, but literally, you'll hear a lot more stuff coming out from the city.
Yeah, well, you're coming out, so we're excited by that. Actually, I found a tweet. I found a tweet which I thought was really sweet. It's a guy on Twitter at Rod Rants, he was talking about you and he's saying about how you're going to blow this year and your brand's looking really sick.
You know what? The support is just like mad right now. Like, it's so sick. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to putting more stuff out and just seeing what happens. I mean, love everyone supporting as well. It's crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of love out there. And it's a massive tune as well. I wanted to know about the name Hex, because obviously in real life, it means like a spell or a magical curse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
I was wondering if are you like a big Harry Potter fan or...
You know what? No, I do like Harry Potter. Like when I was young, I do like Harry Potter. But the name, it was actually the reason why, obviously, it is a curse. So it's like when I've always done music, basically growing up, I've always come back to music. So I've called it like, it's like a curse. Do you know what I mean?
Because
I haven't tried to do it, I'll go back to doing music. So it's like, it's a curse, isn't it? So that's what my name is.
So you're all, it's kind of like in your life imprinted and you're never going to be able to get away from it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah.
Oh, I was hoping that you might be like some kind of witch or a warlock. I think guys are called warlocks, aren't they?
I'm not sure, you know.
maybe you could release a song called Warlock in future, Hex, and you could really...
I'm going to research into that.
Do. Okay. Get the Harry Potter fans going, mate.
Exactly. Get a few wands out, you know what I mean?
I definitely think there could be some wand work in that track as well. There's, you know, you can't shy away from that.
Hey, trust me.
Oh, really? Can you just say that again? You just said Expelliarmus, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, Expelliarmus, yeah.
Yeah, Expecto Patronum, my friend.
Oh, yeah, I was literally going to say that. I was just going to say that.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad we're on the same page. Maybe we can meet up and read Harry Potter books together.
Goblet of Fire thing.
Yeah. So what's up next? You're obviously in the studio today with Katie B, chilling. Yeah. But what's coming? What's 2018 looking like?
I mean, at the moment, we've just got a lot of singles. So there's going to be a lot of singles that are dropping. And then I think we're going to try and... Because, I mean, there's so many different tunes that I've got. But obviously, we're just trying to pattern it correctly. Do you know what I mean?
So we're going to see some more singles coming out. Is there anything else coming out this side of the year, or have we got to wait till January now?
No, I think we're going to start the year. We're going to start the year off in January. So yeah, so something will be dropping in January.
Nice. And you're going to be coming to London to do some gigs as well?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm always in London anyway, so.
Will you make sure you hit us up? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you can pop by and do some kind of Expelliarmus freestyle.
I'll do that. I'll do a Hexpelliarmus freestyle.
Oh my god, yes. Dude, I'm giving you so many ideas for your new album. I'm not even joking. Anyway, dude, thank you so much for stopping by to chat to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's a massive pleasure. We look forward to hearing what's coming in the new year, and we're going to play a bit of Gene Kelly now, if you could introduce it for us.
Sick. This is Hex, Gene Kelly, the Young Un remix.
Sick. Cheers, mate.
All right, cheers. Thank you.
Damn, you fine, let me see how you move. Don't be shy, yo, what I like. I'm singing in the rain like I'm Gene Kelly. Give me your umbrella like we, baby. She left the club and said, call me at three, but I'm cheeky, I'll holler at 320. I'm singing in the rain like I'm Gene Kelly. Give me your umbrella like we, baby. She left the club and said, call me at three, but I'm cheeky, I'll holler at 320.
Call me baby father, they want my pitney. My ex sent me a DM like, are you with me? Or call me Kevin. I break hearts when I cheat and they forgive me. Weatherman, I come after the news and I make it rain, I ain't got nothing to lose. And I'm MJ, I be making them moves. I done Mission Impossible and had you go on a cruise. Flyboy, I'm on my antics again. And I'm in the ends like a bandit again. And I come true with my Stan Smith on them. I tell a threesome then handpick a friend. I put them jeans off Kelly, now there's a dilemma. I made a squirt and she soaked up my umbrella. She said she wanna be serious, I'm a young fella. I made her come better, then told her come better.
Damn, you fine. Let me see how you move. Don't be shy, yo, what I like. I'm singing the
in the rain like I'm Gene Kelly. Give me your umbrella like we baby. She left the club and said call me at three, but I'm cheeky, I'll holler at 3:20. I'ma sing in the rain like I'm Gene Kelly. Give me your umbrella like we baby. She left the club and said call me at three, but I'm cheeky, I'll holler at 3:20. I'll be in the five like Maruna. Come and get closer a bit sooner. I'm pretty sure her name is Luna. Luna, your bike's round like the moon. Na 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 na, baby, when I saw you, I felt like I fell in love. Soon be a baller, I smell the guala, and you wanna gain my trust. Oh, don't run. Let me see how you move. Don't be shy, I. Yo, what I like, I. I'ma sing in the rain like I'm Gene Kelly. Give me your umbrella like we baby. She left the club and said call me at three, but I'm cheeky, I'll holler at 3:20. I'ma sing in the rain like I'm Gene Kelly. Give me your umbrella like we baby. She left the club and said call me at three, but I'm cheeky, I'll holler at 3:20.
Reggie Snow and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
Just play it.
Phrase is here. FUBAR Radio takeover. My co-host today, Franco Fraze, still joins me. He hasn't left yet, no. So he's obviously enjoying himself.
I'm loving it. Thanks for having me.
No,
it's
absolute pleasure.
Oh, look at that synchronicity.
Jinx padlock. Oh. Oh my God, he's actually doing it as well. Okay, unlock the padlock. There you go.
But in my turn, you had to say their full name.
Oh, okay. Franco Fraze.
Well, you know, that'll do. Thanks.
No worries.
Frankie Dean would have been the one in school. If we're going to be very technical, it would have been my proper name.
Listen,
Frankie
I'm
Dean,
doing this very professionally. I'm doing using your show name.
Yeah, that's nice. I just like the fact that you just jinxed me. That's class.
I know. I felt like a four-year-old child doing that.
It did feel good, didn't it?
So that was Izzy Gibbs, obviously. Your track that you picked. Sick tune. We love Izzy Gibbs.
Yes, it's a big tune. I think I heard a tune the other sort of about 2 weeks ago, and I think it's the best tune I've heard this month. I think it's an absolute belter, produced by Trolley Snatcher, who's a big dude back
That's
in the days.
That's a sick name.
Yeah, Trolley Snatcher. He's a big guy back in the days of dubstep when it first came round. I remember MCing on dubstep sets in Norwich to Trolley Snatcher. Don't know if he was the biggest fan of MCs because it was a bit of a funny era that when people used to jump on the mic, but I didn't care because I had a crowd there and they loved it. So unlucky Trolley Snatcher, but yeah, he produced that and it's a big tune.
When you do those kind of things, when you jump on the mic, is it really scary that the thought that you might say something stupid? Because last week when the Manor came in, they asked me to do a freestyle. Actually, I wish we had a clip of it, but we don't.
I think I see it. I see a clip of them boys doing it, but I don't think you're on the clip.
No. So before they did their proper freestyle, I did my own freestyle,
right,
which involved me rapping about toys and hammers.
Right.
And it was the first things that came into my head, and Danny immediately was like, you're into S&M, clearly, because you just rapped about toys and hammers. But do you ever think that you might give away something if you proper go in, like, off the cuff?
I have not in the past, but you saying that, I know what you're saying, because when you do, like, when you do, it's more on a rap thing. When you do rap freestyles, yeah, you go a lot more psychologically deep into yourself, you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I think when it's like grime and it's like, well, like back then I was doing it on dubstep and I did a little bit of drum and bass and it was a lot more hype, so you had quite a surface level of content, you know what I mean? You're not really up there talking about the birds and the bees and your philosophy on life. But when you're rapping over like a nice laid back beat and we used to freestyle and pass the mic and that's when it got like, you sound a little bit weird. Some people come out of things and you think, hang about, mate, how's that come out your head, do you know what I mean?
And that's when it became a problem, when people started filming stuff, because then they actually go, here, that's what you said, and you're like, yeah, oh, that's weird.
Quote it for life. But you know, that's it is psychology though, isn't it, really and truly, all of it? Because didn't they used to do that with psychology? Didn't people used to just speak?
Yeah,
weren't that part of
what? Well, it's like a word association.
Is that it?
Word association is where I say a word and you say what you think of.
Right.
So it's kind of like that, like what's inside. And apparently what's inside my mind is toys and hammers.
Good mind to have.
I think so.
I do. It could have been a lot worse.
Exactly. So we're going to play Hit or Shit now, which is my special game for you.
Right.
It's not just for you. I do play it every week, so don't...
don't feel special.
Don't feel too special.
Yeah.
But it is extra special because...
Shoot me down, Harriet.
This week we've got five and we usually only have three.
Okay.
So it is special for you this week.
Oh, right. Nice. We've upgraded.
Yeah, exactly.
At first, I can't lie, when you said we got five, I thought five was going to roll in the building. I thought we was going to see five.
Five. What you waiting for?
This is
three,
it.
Three, two, two, one. Let's hit it.
Slam dunk the funk,
put it up. You got that feeling.
You got a vocal. I told you that out there. You get in the studio next year. There's going to be a Christmas song from Harriet.
What about if we did a song?
Yeah, but I feel
called
like
Toys and Hammers, the extended version.
Mate, let's do it. Let's do Toys and Hammers.
I just can't let go of my freestyle.
Well, I think there's something in it. I think it spoke to you.
It did.
I think it's awakened the beast inside you. Has it?
Yeah, in a way.
Some sort of beast got awoken.
Right, let's kick off with the first one. So,
Shit or Hit.
Shit or Hit. This is a very famous musician.
Mm-hmm.
This is a brand new one from Bjork.
Shit.
It's called Blissing Me, and I'm interested to know what you think of this
right.
one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Classic Bjork.
Listen, my honest opinion, I can only give me my honest opinion, right? Don't shoot me down, you muso crowd listening, saying about Bjork in the 80s and all that nonsense. It sounded to me like two tunes was playing at the same time, slightly out of sync from each other. That's how I feel. You asked. That's how I feel. Slightly out of sync, two at the same time.
So I'd say that was a shit from you then.
Shit, yeah. Sorry, Bjork. I've seen some videos, which I was really into, that you did. But nah, not this one.
That was eloquent, the way you described that. Honestly, like, you could write for some kind of music magazine with that kind of mouth.
Yeah.
Up next, we have a 16-year-old girl who is just coming up. She's sick. The other day, someone mistook me for her at a party. I'm not even joking.
Really?
She's 16. I was like, some of this moisturiser is obviously working.
This is it.
Yeah, she's really, really good looking. That's why she looks
like
me.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
No, it was only because I was wearing an orange suit, and for some reason, apparently she dresses in cool stuff, so apparently I'm cool.
Yeah, only you are
one,
cool.
Only one
you
person
knew you was cool
this.
Though, Harriet. Come on, let's not play that game. You know you're a coolio. She knows she's. If you ever you meet Harriet, she knows she's a coolio in the nice way of knowing that you're a coolio.
Oh, I hope that's not.
You are a coolio, simple.
I am cool, though, to be fair. You
you're
are right
cool as a cucumber.
I'm cool in the really lame way, though.
Nah, you're not. You're cool.
My favourite pastime is like playing PlayStation, so I don't think I'm that cool.
That is cool. Do you know what? Right, I watched a thing on YouTube the other day, a Vice little documentary about this girl, Japanese girl, who played PlayStation, and I thought, you know what? That is so cool, girls playing PlayStation. That sounds a little bit sexist. I don't care. I'm not being sexist. Girls ain't genuinely into PlayStation, especially when I grew up. So
I love
any girls
Resident
that
Evil.
Did... I've got a lot of time for.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. It means a lot. Well, this girl, Billie Eilish, don't know if she likes PlayStation or not, but her new music is sick. She's tipped to be like one of the next big things. Vivo have been pushing her loads. She was one of the Vivo Discover artists, which is where they find artists and showcase them to the world. This is her track, Ocean Eyes. How nice is that?
I'm saying hit.
Really
hit. Yeah, I like that a lot. You know what it is? It reminds me, you know that Churches vibe? Churches with a V?
Yeah, Churches with a V.
It's that sort of like uber cool 80s drive, driving through the city.
Like that soundtrack Drive?
Yeah, that sort of vibe. You know when you just feel, like you keep saying cool, she's cool, obviously. That is a cool song. I'm giving it a hit.
She, I think, is going to be massive. But I was actually thinking on the way here to the station, how crazy it is that artists and people are getting younger and younger. 16 is so young.
It's crazy. Do you know
to be
what?
in the public eye at 16, I mean, I was just not fit for that.
Innit?
In any way, shape. Like, nobody needed to see that. Nobody needed to see that.
Even my mum was ashamed.
Yeah,
even my mum weren't proud.
No, honestly.
Maybe 19, but not 16. 16 is transitional, isn't it? Very transitional period.
100%, and even 19 for me. I needed to get to a good 20 before I was able to leave the house.
It couldn't have been that bad.
It was pretty bad.
But you know, you say that, it's like, what's his name? Gucci Gang, yeah? You know Gucci Gang?
Funnily, Lil Pump.
Lil Pump, yeah.
Funnily
17.
Enough, that's the next one. That's the next song on this.
Hey, what is going on here? Hey. This is a bit strange,
is he only
isn't
17?
It? We are on some mad wavelength here of... maybe I'm just psychic.
Yeah,
this
I think you're psychic
me.
And also very clever. So should we
you know what?
To that one now,
yeah,
then?
But quickly, 17, yeah? In, I think, 3 months, he had something like 149 million views on this song, yeah? I'll talk about it after. Go and play it. Sorry.
It's crazy. No, I'm glad, because I think this might be another hit from you then.
I can't buy no Benno with a ring. Ooh, rather go and buy Balmain's, ayy. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang.
My lean costs more than your rent.
It do.
Ooh, your mama still live in the tent. Yeah, still slanging dope in the jets. Huh? Yeah. Me and my grandma take meds.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
Right, my opinion on Gucci gang, is he sounds a bit like Mac Miller. You think? He's got a Mac Miller type.
He sounds young, though.
Yeah. But you know what it is, right? 17 years old, and you're not really talking much sort of sense in the lyrics, in the verses, yeah? I don't think the rhyming structures and all that sort of nonsense is that great, yeah? I think the hook's well subliminal, and it proper sticks with you, because when I heard it, I've been saying Gucci Gang ever since. But I think 17 years old is a dangerous time to be putting out Gucci Gang for 3 months' worth of 149 million views. You're getting a mad pedestal, and I hope there's stuff that you can fall back on, is all I'm saying. Because I think, look at, like, not to say that it's going to get dark and depressing and all that, but there's some Americans, especially with that little, what's his name? Not Little Peep, that's him, the other one.
It is Lil Peep.
No, what's the other geezer
name?
This
is Lil Pump.
Lil Pump, yeah, Lil Peep. No, look what happened with Lil Peep and that. I think that's a very serious thing. Like, not to go all, like, I'm getting all grown up and very thingy.
No, I think it's an important thing to talk about.
Yeah, I think it's a very important thing in the music industry especially, yeah, to get so much attention and heat and get what you get through music, yeah. It's a mad experience to be on stage and you're, like, the big guy and everyone's gassed off you. Then you're going home and you've got, like, you don't know when the next thing's coming up that's going to get you all that excited and all this. I think it's dangerous times and places to be living in at that young age, and I think especially being American and being that big, I think let's hope he's got good protection around him because we're at a very important stage for him. Going on too much.
I think it's really important. Mental health in music is so important. Mm. And the more we talk about it, the more it will be dealt with. And I completely agree. I mean, Justin Bieber's quite a good example of someone who got to a point where he needed to completely remove himself from the music industry. Now, he's been in it for years and years and years, but at least kudos to him because he had the cojones to go, I'm not doing this anymore. I need to completely remove myself. I'm going to cancel my tour and I'm going to walk away because if I don't, I'm going to do something really dangerous to myself.
This is it. And I think even then, there were still a few people sort of like gunning him for that. But I make you 100 billion percent right. And I think it's good because we're seeing more and more of it. I think mental health in general, we're at crazy times for mental health, I think, in life. Do you know what I mean? Music industry and all that side, I think we're in a mental time for mental people, you know what I mean? I think we're all nuts, you know what I mean? I really do. I think the society, the world we're living in, all this, I'm going right deep with it all, but I do think we're in the craziest times that we've seen with the way that we're living life, you know what I mean? With the phones and everything. My iPhone broke the other week, yeah, last week, and I swear down, 5 days in, yeah, from not having a phone, I felt like a different person. Like,
yeah, it's physically crazy.
Crazy. And we're not even getting a chance to even try and, like, even have a little go of seeing what that's like. That only come about because my phone broke, you know what I mean? I didn't choose that, but I felt so different for it.
It's weird. I think social, yeah, I completely agree. And I think, but it's a great time. You can contact charities like Mind, who can help you. And if you, and also I saw the other day that the NHS, I don't know if this is, but I saw a friend had spoken about the NHS are doing a thing where if you go to the doctors and you tell them that you've got anxiety, they will give you 12 sessions of to help with your anxiety with a professional person. So I think that is, and I'm not sure if that is the case across the UK, but it sounds like it might be.
Yeah.
So it's, and you know, there's lots of solutions coming, which I think is a really good thing.
And I saw something quickly to finish it. I see something on Twitter the other day. Someone retweeted, and there's actually a helpline. If I think it's specific for the music industry, if you feel like you need to talk to anybody right there and then, you ring this number and it goes to the nearest person to answer it, and they'll sort of talk to you about everything and all that. So.
And all texts, and you can do it via text as well. You can find a lot of information on the Mind website and also on Google. If you just type it in, there's loads of places that can help. Would we say the Lil Pump is a hit?
I'm saying hit. Yeah.
Okay.
Hit.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's cheer it up a bit in here now.
Yeah.
Okay. Good Lil Pump. Hey.
This guy Tokyo Myers is up next. He won Britain's Got Talent.
He played at the Mobos and all, didn't he?
He played at the Mobos and he also played on the X Factor final this weekend. He played with one of the finalists who was third.
Right.
And he made this. I really like him. He's released an album, and he. It's just I'm into it.
Mm.
But listen to this. This is Baltimore. What are we thinking about that?
I'm saying hit.
Oh, straight
I'm saying
in.
Hit, yeah.
You I know like what? That you're so sort of like, this is what it is, and I'm just straight in for it.
Yeah. Well, I get 10 seconds to decide. I feel the pressure's on me to say hit or shit. You know what I mean? And I don't like saying shit, so I'm saying hit. Now, what it is with him as well, I think it's crazy, yeah, that we live in a time, which is a very beautiful thing, where somebody can go on Britain's Got Talent as like a producer.
Yeah.
It's basically what he is, isn't it?
It is sick.
A live producer, like I'm producing music live and you're getting gassed off it as a performance. I think, mate, it's incredible to think you can get that on Britain's Got Talent, it gets through the A&Rs for a start and he wins. Yeah, like it gets the public backing it. Beautiful.
Lovely music stuff. Now, to finish, we've got somewhat of a relic in the music industry. Dappy,
mate, I swear Dappy is one of the best rappers that we have in this country. And do you know who said that to me? Not to name drop Wiley. Wiley, mate, said Dappy, absolute, probably the best rapper we have. And Skinny Man said it as well, I think.
Dappy is a laugh. I like his music. I don't
You're not a fan of his rap?
I don't know enough about his stuff. I think he's sick, but I don't know. All I ever read... The sad thing was that all that stuff, it was all about controversy and what's in the papers and all this. And I find sometimes you get bogged down with all of that stuff.
What, with his content type thing?
No, nothing to do with his music. Just more... I more know more but about him, not for his music.
But this is why I think he's so good, yeah? Because I personally am a fan of music when someone raps and you feel like they're talking to you. You know, like Russ. Russ is massive right now, yeah? I felt Russ is giving you the honest, like, what's it called? Frustrations of the music industry and all that, yeah? Well, I think with him, I think it's the same thing with Dappy. You look at them recent things he's put on YouTube, one after the other. Mate, I think absolute blinding. I really do. I think he's very, tells you what it is and how he's living, and I see that connection. Do you know what I mean?
Well, let's have a listen to a little clip of Trill then. I think we're going to like this.
The underdogs, yeah, I'm a scumbag. Watch me light up this nightclub. Donnie in a nightglove. See, I ain't no gunman. But chat shit in person, you get the one bang. Swear down next time it's going to be a mad thing. That was the last time I get called a husband. I mean, let's be real. I got half a mil to get by Lulu and Jasmine. My YGs do what I say so. Why you think I'm always trying to lay low?
You're buzzing off that.
I'm gassed off Dappy, honestly.
No,
that was sick.
That is sick.
That's sick. That was quotable there about the old Lulu and Jasmine. I got paid half a mil to get off of Lulu and Jasmine in Big Brother. See what I'm saying?
Why? What's that?
Because he went in Big Brother and they criticised him and he took the money. Like, obviously, got
paid.
Did
he do
well.
Something naughty, though?
Yeah, he was up to. That's what he's saying. He got paid half a mil to get by Lulu and Jasmine.
But I think I might be wrong here, but did he do something quite bad? And get a really bad...
Nah,
I've got
he?
This weird memory that no. he did some... Oh, maybe he didn't. I don't know.
I don't think he did.
He was just really naughty, was he, on Big Brother?
He was just very sexual. Whether that's naughty or...
What does it mean? What do you mean by
like,
sexual?
Very sexual. Like, he was...
Did he get with people?
Are we having the birds and the bees combo, are we?
Not in a weird way, though. He wasn't being weird, was he?
He was
just being normal.
Nah, not weird. Not, like, controversially sexual. Like,
he was just getting with
loads
of
girls. Him and Jasmine
and
Thingy, mate, they was up to no good all the time.
Oh,
it looked like a proper party. I swear they edited some of it out. It looked crazy.
Which is a lot.
She loves sex, though. That Louisa from The Apprentice, she seems like she's outwardly like sex, you know what I mean?
Would you say that about a man...
What, they outwardly like sex?
Because why don't you say that about Dappy? Why don't you say he outwardly likes sex? It's funny that you think, like, straight away you say a girl likes sex, but you'd never say that about a man. Not you personally, the world never says that about men.
But then I think you say more about men that they don't, like, we don't really like sex, you know? Do you not think
Yeah, but do you not think that's weird that we don't say, like, Dappy just loves sex?
Yeah. But then going to the animalistic side, isn't testosterone like and sex related? So men are full of testosterone, so they're more likely to be sexual. So therefore, it's a character trait that is naturally associated with them because of testosterone. And I think girls that are highly sexed, don't know, so don't shoot me down, but I think girls that are highly sexed or light sex probably have more levels of testosterone because this is a very generalisation now, yeah?
No, and I'm going to stop you because I think you might get into trouble.
Do it.
Because women are just vilified for their being sexually awakened, you could say, or sexually open. And I think, actually, interestingly, in this day and age, we shouldn't see men and women different in terms of sex.
No, I agree. But I also think that we should celebrate, and I don't think it's a derogatory thing that girls that are sexual, I don't think it's a thing
100%,
like,
you need to celebrate everybody. Like, whoever likes or doesn't like it, you can celebrate either way.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, like, we're getting more and more, like you're saying, to a point where sexualization of girls is not so much a thing of them being dirty by liking sex, you know?
100%.
I think we're much more like, mate, she, you know, like, it's a difficult one to talk about this time of the day, but do you know what I'm saying? I think girls that
we can leave it there, we can leave it there, but as long as you
but
know.
Dappy's sick, yeah? Go on, put it in for me, as
you
long as
play
I know.
It again?
No, what are you just going to say?
No,
I feel
as long
it's
as you know that girls are, you know, you can't say that someone's highly sexual, I don't think, as a girl. I think you just got to... Most girls are, maybe. Who knows? They just don't talk about it. Or they do.
Maybe.
We just get... Girls get labelled a lot, and that annoys me.
Yeah, no, I totally hear where you come from. And in no mean
oh,
way...
Oh, no, you're
I mean
not like that.
I feel like
didn't.
I've offended you. I'm sorry,
God,
Aria.
Not at all.
Right,
not at all. I'm saying that it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I do
think... Because
in
songs as well.
Yeah. I know, but I do think that it could be a character trait that is not derogatory, so why not celebrate a girl being more sexual? Do you know what I'm saying?
100%, totally agree.
Yeah.
100%. Like should we Rihanna, play some song? You know.
Yeah, let's play some song. But let me just say, Dappy, right? Oh, shoot me down, I don't care. Greatest rapper I think we've got in this country, the Bollocks. What they did with N-Dubs was revolutionary shit. We've ever done it with them, yeah. They pushed the buttons, they got UK music to a place that no one got it to before then. I know Channel U was a movement altogether, but N-Dubs being the ones that commercialised it to the point they did, the numbers they did and everything was blinding, and hats off to N-Dubs, because honestly, N-Dubs and Dappy, salute yous.
Big N-Dubs fan, love a bit of Talisa as well. She's
yes.
sick.
Yes, the whole thing, mate. Who was making, I'm not being funny, yeah, tell me different. Who was making music like N-Dubs? Or has made it since?
I mean,
what do you hear that's like them? I'm not saying they're
right. No, that's interesting. I don't know. Like, I need to listen to them again, because I don't know if I know enough about them.
Listen back.
Okay, I will do. Let's listen. This is SZA. Are you a fan of SZA? She released a new album.
SZA, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know. I know the name.
Her album is unreal.
Yeah.
This is her track 20 something. It's really sick. Please listen to it back to back, because it really needs to be listened to like that.
Oh, I won't talk. Go and play it.
No, let's play it and then you can let me know what you think.
How you ain't say you was moving forward? Honesty hurts when you're getting older. I gotta say I miss the way you need me, yeah. Why you ain't say you was getting bored? Why you ain't say I was falling short? How you leave me out so far away? How could it be 20-something all alone still? Not a thing in my name. Ain't got nothing running from love, only no fear. That's me. Nothing running from love. Wish you were here. Stuck in them 20 somethings. Stuck in them 20 somethings. Good luck on them 20 somethings. Good luck on them 20 somethings. God bless these 20 somethings.
God bless them. God bless them.
Hoping my 20 somethings won't end. Hoping to keep the rest of my friends. Praying the 20 somethings don't kill me. Kill me, we're took us so long to separate. I feel it's permanent, like a riptide. This time, waves crashing fast. I try, think of the past, please stay. Only no fear. That's me, miss 20 something. Ain't got nothing running from love. Wish you were here. Stuck in them 20 somethings. Stuck in them 20 somethings. Good luck on them 20 somethings. Good luck on them 20 somethings. Oh, God bless them 20 somethings. Hoping my 20-somethings won't end. Hoping to keep the rest of my friends. Praying the 20-somethings don't kill me. Kill me.
An illusion, I don't want to wake up. I'm going to hang on to it, because the alternative is an abyss. It's just a hole, a darkness of nothingness. Who wants that? You know? So that's what I think about control. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That was beautiful, Mommy. That was perfect.
FUBAR Radio presents...
I say we all get quite passionate in here. We're very passionate people. Sometimes things flare up. I need something, if that happens, to just calm you right down.
Yeah.
And I know what it is for you. I see what reaction you have to this. That's the one for him. That's the one.
Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
We're back, Franco Fraze.
The vibes in Out to Heartbeat, isn't we?
Yeah, that's a sick tune, though,
that
right?
That is a sick tune.
Buddy Holly.
Oh, is it Buddy Holly, is it? I was going to say, wasn't it Nick Berry who sang it and he was in the thing and all, no?
Maybe what? He sang the heart, but the original song is sung by Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly, what a guy.
Have you ever heard the story of Buddy Holly?
No.
He had a really tragic young death.
In a car,
I think it was an airplane crash. And he died really, really young. I need to double check. But I watched this documentary/BBC thing, I think it was. It was amazing because I love Buddy Holly, but I always think of him as having like quite a back catalogue of music.
Yeah.
But when you actually look into it, he's only got a few albums because he died really, really young.
Really?
He died when he was 22.
What the hell?
Yeah,
22?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say about 26.
It was a plane crash.
Blimey.
And it really shocked me because you think... it was one of his most famous songs, and I can't remember which one it was. It might even be Heartbeat. He literally recorded it and then died, and then they released it. It was one of his biggest songs.
And like you say, you wouldn't think he'd be just 22 because he's so prolific, isn't he?
If you've ever seen pictures of him, he looked like in his 30s.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? He had glasses, didn't he?
Yeah, glasses, yeah, and he had like the sort of like mod, sort of rock, original, like rock and roll.
Teddy Boy, was it?
Yeah,
was it
that's Teddy it, Teddy Boy. Yeah. Anyway, that was a good tangent there because I just came into my head and I thought I'd share it with you. Did you like that?
Yeah, I feel like I've learned something.
Well, I've learned a lot today.
I've learned
a lot more from you.
Do you think?
Oh yeah, you taught me so much about N-dubs. So we are going to carry on having a little bit of music news and reviews now.
Right.
There's this guy who's created a Drake game, but it's like the game's it's more like Pac-Man style, really old school, like almost like Tekken.
Is it set in East London?
Is
Wiley in it?
This is called The Rise of Six God.
Right.
But it's The Legend of Drork, Rise of Six God, and it's a beef. It's about all the beefs that have happened in hip hop history.
Oh, really?
And so
Didn't they do a Def Jam game like once?
I don't know.
You play computers. Didn't you play that on a PlayStation?
I've only ever played one game.
What was it? Crash Bandicoot?
Actually, I do play that.
Yes.
I love Crash Bandicoot.
I didn't know.
I just bought it for the PlayStation 3, like the original one. You can barely do anything. It's so fun. But this game is on iOS and Android. So it's a phone game.
Right.
And you go around and you... it's like reminiscent of the old school fighting games, like, you know, Tekken and like really, really old ones.
Mm.
And you have to fight to pursue six god status, but you go through it by having rap battles with other rappers.
Right.
You don't have to go through it
and sort of like imitate every genre that's out there.
No.
Ah, right. Okay.
And the guy who created it literally just created it in his bedroom and was like, oh shit, people want to buy it.
And now he's rich.
Yeah.
And that kid
is
how you become a .com millionaire.
There you go. Create an app, www.app.com.
Can you do that?
No.
Oh, mate, I've been looking for someone to do that.
Oh, soz, mate.
I thought we'd come in. I've got this idea for this diabetes app. It's revolutionary.
Sometimes I think of apps and I'm like, someone needs to make this. What's your diabetes app idea?
Well, it's too boring to sound like a good idea.
Okay.
It's one of them. It's just like...
It would help the world.
It would help the diabetic community for type 1 diabetes. If anyone out there with type 1 diabetes is listening, GoFundMe.
Okay.
Right. I'll set the page up today.
Okay, do it.
GoFundMe, type 1 diabetes app.
There we go.
It's there.
Charlie XCX released a new track.
Good, Charlie.
Do you like Charlie?
I met Charlie once at the Enemy Awards.
She's lovely,
partied,
right?
Partied like a rock star. I feel like, right, big deal, because me and Charlie was in the VIP having a do.
Lads.
She's a lovely girl.
She's really cool, isn't she?
Have you met her? Yeah.
Yeah, she's
very
lovely.
Very nice, yeah.
She's released Out of My Head featuring Tove Lo and Alma.
She's another one who had success at quite a young age as well, you know that.
Charlie XCX.
I think she was
signed
when she was...
She's another one who wrote massive songs. She's written for, like, everybody.
Right.
So that's why I think part of the reason she's done so well is her integration of her own songs and, like, writing for Ellie Goulding, she's written with Ray, she's written with loads of people.
Yeah.
I think that's the key.
Well, it gets you the money, doesn't it? PRS.
Yeah.
It gets you the royalties.
In it.
Mm, so.
Loads of my music news and reviews today are based around women. But yeah, so Charlie has teased a new mixtape with a mixture of pop stars. She's confirmed it's released. The album is going to be entitled Pop 2, and it's out next week. And it's led by this track, Out of My Head. So further artists that will feature on the album, Carly Rae Jepsen, Mickey Blanco, Brooke Candy and Tommy Cash. So it's going to be a good one, I think.
Eclectic.
I think she's sick. I really like it. Boys.
Yeah, no, I do rate
In fact,
her.
Boys was one of the songs. I was thinking about what the songs of the years were. Boys.
Yeah. She's, she. Do you know what I like about her? I think she's gone to America and brought, like, some America. Weirdly, she's brought an American vibe to America.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, she's got that sort of clueless vibe of, like, you know, cute pop, like,
a lot of people think she's American, not English.
Yeah,
because
she's got that, and it's like she give that to the Americans again. It's like with that one that went number one, Iggy Azalea. Wasn't that number one in America as well?
I'm so fancy.
Yeah, wasn't that was that an American number one? Was it?
Don't know.
I think it might have been. That was a tune, though.
She
wasn't
wrote
it?
I Love It, Iconopop. I Love It.
Yeah, that was her first little breakthrough, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. she's smashing it, so big up Charlie XCX. Looking forward to that. Pop 2 that's announced.
She wrote
next
Smile
week.
Benga.
Yeah, apparently. It's a big one. Have you been following NERD?
Little bits. I see the new one on the video, on the advert. The new one come out on the advert, didn't it?
Are you a fan or not really?
Not. Do you know what? Truth be told, I ain't, right? I'm not a dis fan, if that's a thing. I'm not an unfan. I'm not. I'm not a fan.
Ambivalent.
Basically. Yeah, I'm. Do you know, when it came about, there was people that was like really gassed. Like my mate Tone, who's like producer from Thetford, yeah. He loves him, yeah. Like, loves him. And you can see the love on him. When he talks about him, you can see the love in his face. You know what I mean? His eyes twinkle and everything.
I love them.
And
love them.
I just never. I've tried the album and I tried it like 2 years later on and then I tried it a year after that, but it just wasn't my cup of tea, really.
Provider? Not even Provider?
No, not really. I mean, it's all right. I can, if it comes on, I'll bop along to it and that, but I'm not going to seek it out off my own back, basically.
Well, they're dropping their new album, No One Ever Really Dies, on December the 15th, and they've just.
Oi, he don't die. Have you seen how young he looks?
I know.
Fuck me. He don't age, let alone die.
I saw him in real life once, and it is. He looks even younger if it's possible in real life. They dropped a track with Future 1000. They've just dropped the music video, and it intersperses clips of protest and police brutality with coordinated dance routines. So important video to go and watch, I reckon.
Yep, seems it.
Also, keep your eye out for No One Ever Really Dies, because that I'm interested to hear. Surely you will be as well, just out of interest.
I'm going to pretend that I am, but honestly, I feel like a hater, but I'm not hating, so I can't feel like a hater. I'm just being honest, innit?
I know something that you'll be even more interested in.
Okay.
Selena Gomez.
With a wry smile.
Selena Gomez has made her Instagram. She's the most followed person on Instagram.
I see something about this. I didn't get it.
So she's closed her Instagram profile. She did a interview with Billboard magazine where she was the front cover. They named her Woman of the Year, I think. She's had a massive year. She's... had to have her kidney removed, a kidney replacement.
Her mate give it to her.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which is incredible. And she's back, like, making songs, like, straight away on the... It's just incredible. I think she's amazing. I really like Selena Gomez. And I think something was written about her in this article. She posted the article, and was like, thank you so much to Billboard, and then obviously read it and saw that they'd written something that she'd said. And she wrote on Instagram, never will I let another human being guess my words ever again or invite them into my home. It's all about this teddy that was on the kitchen floor. And they quoted her saying something quite disregarding of the teddy and was like, I know it's stupid. And obviously she'd read it and been like, this isn't what I said. It's completely not true. And completely closed her Instagram. I mean, she's already got 130 million followers. So
what, she closed it or did she make
it
private?
So she's made it private. So only the people that follow her can see it.
Right.
But being the most, that's quite a big, bold move, being the most followed person on Instagram.
Yeah.
During a time when you're released, she just had that track with Marshmello and she's releasing new music. It's quite a bold statement to close your Instagram, stop the marketing, you know, and all that. But can you imagine? I would be upset if I did an interview with someone and they misquote. Imagine if you came in here.
I've had it from the local paper and it does my head in, honestly.
Yeah, so
even
when
like
did
the Thetford paper, Thetford and Watton or whatever. Like, it's not even like. The thing what annoys me with it is, it's not even about what they requoted to say. It's just a case of you think, mate, was you even listening to me? Do you know what I mean? Like, you sit there for like 10 minutes or whatever, waffling on to someone, and then they go and write something and you think, mate, you could have just. There was no point in me even being there. Do you know what I mean? Mine wasn't anything good, though. It weren't anything, like, outrageous. It was probably something terribly, like, minor, you know what I mean? I'm quite surprised she's the most followed on Instagram as
well. Yeah, she's huge.
Yeah.
She's huge. I just think it must be quite... especially if you are... Because she's said many times how private she is and how private she has to be because she's one of the most famous people in the world. Mm. And realistically, you never really... Oh, it's gone public again, apparently, now. So she's obviously just doing it for a little minute. But the reason I wanted to talk about it, because I think it's an interesting subject in terms of the private lives of music artists. And actually, if you're letting someone into your actual house, doing an interview with them, chatting to them, and they're taking, you know... Cause
it's respect, isn't it? I think that's the thing. It's the lack of respect for someone to come and do that and go away and just do as they like type for you. But I think we're living in increasingly changing times where, which is a beautiful thing to see, that the media and that is getting hauled over the coals. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like examples like this, they're quite common more and more. You know what I mean? Someone puts a Daily Mail headline, it gets so much heat on the internet and stuff. It's like people are more opinionated and we've got an opinion to be able to print like via Twitter and all that. But I think it's good because it's shutting down some of this like terrible press that we've had in the past.
And the sad thing is that when people... print lies, they don't get... It's like a tiny bit at the back of the paper that no one ever sees. It's like, sorry, said
the
this.
Apology? The apology's tucked up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is terrible, yeah.
The amount of times I've seen people printed, like, they did it recently. Stormzy got printed in a newspaper as being someone that he wasn't. I think it was a footballer or something.
That's right,
his picture got printed, and he was like, this isn't funny. Like, I don't find this funny. It's offensive. And it is. Like, I see it all. And mistakes can happen, definitely. So that's slightly different. But I do think... it's good and important that people are pointing out mistakes.
Yeah, like, and again, it's rude and ignorant, isn't it? Like 100%. That, it's ignorant as anything. It's like, really, you go that far to print something in physical press and get it wrong. You know what I mean? Surely these things get checked.
Well, that's the thing, but I guess you're printing and putting out 1 million things a minute.
True, yeah.
Or whatever. I mean, everyone makes mistakes. I make mistakes all the time. I make wild accusations on this show, like, this is a thing, and then it's like, oh, no, it's not. Stephen Lang tweets me in, who has the show after me, and tells me. Because he's the font of knowledge.
He's the fact checker.
Oh, no, he's just he just knows a lot of stuff, and I don't. I pretend to know a lot of stuff. But I've got you here to know this stuff, so it's fine.
I made a lot of this up, so...
Oh, good stuff.
Stephen Lang. What's his name? Stephen Lang. Stephen Lang?
Yeah.
Is he a Lang man? Stephen Lang, which is a gun.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Stephen Gunn. So I call him Stephen Gunn now. Stephen Gunn, is going to be fact checking my facts because I've just made up so much nonsense on this show. It's unbelievable.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
I look forward to fact checking you later. I'm going to play a little bit of Calvin Harris now because I really love this song.
Right.
It's called Faking It, and it features Kalani and Lil Yachty, and it's sick. I listened to it actually 4 times on the way here.
Calvin Harris is sick though, isn't it?
Oh, I really like his album now. This album that he just released is sick. So have a listen to this and let me know what you think, yeah?
Right.
Faking It.
He's going down. Now when I lean on you and I got nothing left. Hey, I've been wanna call ya, tell you that I'm sorry. Same old fucking story, everybody singing. I say I'm okay, but I guess I'm a liar. You say you're okay, but I saw that you liked it. 2 a.m. and faded. I know that's when you like it. Know that's when you miss me. Know that's when you cry. If you're over it, why you say let go if you still holding it? Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby. Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby. Why you checking if you're over it? Why you say let go if you still holding it? Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby. Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby. Just a bitch to everybody else. I don't need no shoulders, I'm good crying by myself. Moving on to chore, cause you know I still adore ya. And unrequited love is just a lover telling. I say I'm okay, but I guess I'm a liar. You say you're okay, but I saw that you liked it. 2 a.m. and faded. I know that's when you like it. Know that's when you miss me. Know that's when you cry. If you're over it, why you say let go if you still holding it? Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby. Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby. Why you checking if you're over it? Why you say let go if you still holding it? Just a little bit better at
all of you, baby, cause deep in my mind, girl, I know I do. Tried to search all through the world and that well, but I can't find a girl who looks close like you. I done made millions of dollars, but I'm still alone until I come home back to you. I remember all of those times we would park by your house and laugh all on your avenue. Oh, you can't front, you're a stone cold diva. Had to get counseling from my mom, she's a heartbreak teacher. Remember that time I put those pepperonis on your face, made you a creature. Now I think about you every single time I eat pizza.
Why you say let go if you still holding it? Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby. Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby. Why you taking if you're over it?
Faking it there, Calvin Harris.
Vibes. Vibes in the studio. We was boogieing the night away, weren't we?
Vibes, vibes, vibes. So, Franco, how have you enjoyed your first co-hosting?
You know what? I've absolutely loved it.
Yeah?
You've made me flip. I sat down and fell off a chair.
Oh my God, if you'd fallen off the chair, then that would have really... You were... Actually, when you fell off that, I realised how reclined you are. I was like, you are so relaxed.
That's quite a good little position I had, look.
Yeah.
No, I feel very at home here, and I feel the love from, like I say, when I walked in the building, I feel the love. Sorry if I'm... Am I being slomoxy?
No, the producer just said
You know what it meant, though, yeah.
Yeah, I'm slomoxy. Don't try and take slomoxy onto you.
Slomox is going foobar, mate. You're going to make that a word here.
Slomox.
You slomox.
We love you, Franco. It's been fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about what's coming up for you? Where can we find you? What should we do in the next year? What are we going to expect to see from you?
I'd say in the next year, I'm very active in working with a lot of people. Like, I've been working with a lot of people this year, and it's sort of like, it takes a long time to pull these tunes together. So next year, I'm making sure that they're rapid. I'm getting all the tunes that I've worked with. Like, I'm working with some good people that I'm very proud to be working with, like Dexplicit, Jake Gosling. I'm going in with Heavy Trackers. I'm working with these people that I really have listened to and been around and feel like very privileged to be with. So I'm going to make sure this music comes out quick. I'm just enjoying myself with all this, you know what I mean? I feel like I've built a fan base up and down the country, not massive numbers, but enough to be able to warrant going to a city, enjoying myself and going home happy and with money in my pocket, which is a beautiful place to be. I tell people listening now, very hard to get to that place, yeah? So if you get to that place, be proud of yourself. And I'm just going to do that. I'm going to rinse that. I'm going to rinse the shows. I'm going to give the music to the radio with the hope that it still gets played by these people that are playing me. My last tune got played by Mr. Jam, so I'm gassed off that still. I just want to continue all this. You know what I mean? Getting a beautiful opportunity to come in and be with yourself in Fubar Radio. You know what I mean?
That, what a beautiful, positive vibe to end the show on.
But quickly, I just want to say also, I'm going to see the Manor. Let's give the Manor a plug because we're going to go there.
Sesh.
Saturday, the 7th of April, O2 Forum, Kentish Town. We're going to be there.
Do you know what we'll do? Just for you and for the Manor, because we love the Manor, we will finish the show with the sesh.
That is a great shout. Yannaku, gonna see you in the studio soon, bruv. He texted me today. Go on, Yana. See you soon,
the
brother.
The sesh out now. You can buy it. Go and get it. Keep watching those boys because big things are happening. Big things are happening for Franco. Can't wait till 2018 because I think it's going to be even better than 2017 for you, yeah?
I feel like it's going to be a blissful, lovely addition to my life.
Can I ask a question? The Manor... The sesh, you know what it's all about.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a sesh with the Manor?
Nah, not yet. I was trying to get to the last one. Callie invited me down with him, but it all went tits up in the end. But it's going to happen, hopefully. Well, it's going to happen at their do this year. I'm going to be there and we're going to have a proper little do. So.
Well, you need to, because I think it's a next level situation, a session with the Manor.
Yes.
Big up, boys. Franco Fraze, thank you so much for joining me on Fubar Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Have a lovely rest of your year, and we'll see you in 2018, mate.
Happy Christmas, gang. Fubar gang, happy Christmas.
This is our penultimate show, so we'll see you next week for our last Christmas show. See ya. We don't wanna go home.
Let's take this back to the set. It's a how the sesh goes off. Sensing lads on a Tesco shop. Make sure you got socks on socks for all them girls on a retro bop. Call IKEA, get more seating. Tell Pro Green, go let Delavine in. Kick out anyone you see tweeting. Snapchat ban if you're out here cheating. If a random wanna come round, better bring two crates and a cart and a snack. Tell Mickey, don't get lippy. Text your wife that you just popped out. 5 in the morning, the wine's still pouring. Don't let anyone try backdooring. Yeah, let a few more in. Session of man and I, they never get boring.
We don't wanna go home, yeah. We don't wanna go home, yeah. The DJ just dropped an old school set. Now I'm trying to look around for a local set. We don't wanna go home, yeah. We don't wanna go home, yeah. The DJ just dropped an old school set. Now I'm trying to look around for a local set. Who's got bugle? Why you bringing her? She gets on me noodle. You know where we're going, ain't gotta ask Google. Meow. To the sesh, took 10 cabs to the sesh. 200 fags for the sesh. I heard your bird went home with a lad at the sesh. We got mum and dad at the sesh. At the session, bird from Peckham. Weapons, said I dressed better than Beckham. Legend, but small talk, I'm not about it. I told her talks cheap, money buys houses. At the session, I'm a veteran, been here an hour. Done 20 Benson, too many, many rackets. Tim Enman, Kenny Jackets, I'm into. You've had a Western.
Ones when you're calling sick. Half past six, still deep in the mix. Do a shot run, go get six. Come back, get straight back on up. You know them ones when you're calling sick. Half past six, still deep in the mix. Do a shot run, go get six. Come back, get straight back on up. Get back on up. Let's take this back to the set.